October 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Seconds to the most important election in world history, and basically, will the Republic survive or die? And it's 33 days until InfoWars goes up on the chopping block, and it's all over AP, Reuters, Bloomberg. Oh, the Democrats want to buy it, and then claim they own everything I've ever said or done, like it's a record or like it's a patent, and then go expunge it off the internet. I told people that would be the plan. And I told my lawyers, they go, well, that's not legal, that's not constitutional, and now they're officially Bloomberg, NPR, the Democrats are like, yes, we will own his name, and we will own everything, and we will ban everything he ever said, we will own his legacy. They're trying to set the precedent with me. That's a pretty big story. If it was happening to somebody else, I'd be talking about it right out of the gates. But that's a side issue we'll get to later. The world's waking up to weather weapons big time, and the fact that they've been deployed, the fact that most of it's declassified. And they try this game where they just deny it's going on, like Kamala. I don't want to ban your semi-autos. Well, you just said it 2 days ago. You said it hundreds of times. It's in your official platform on your website. Nope, you're crazy. You know, you said last week you want to ban fracking. No, I didn't. Here's a clip. Nope, not real. They asked Secretary of Commerce, hey, your own agency, Bureau of Labor and Statistics says that 818,000 jobs is fake. I don't know what that bureau is. That's a lie of Trump. I don't even know what that bureau is. Oh, it's just one-third of your agency. It's just, you know, not real. They've got articles everywhere, MTG, Alex Jones are insane. There's no such thing. It's all made up. Well, I've got news, mainstream news, with them talking about Bill Gates to control hurricanes for your safety and how he can do it. I'm going to play that for you. And I've got President LBJ, the full clip of him at a university when he was vice president, saying we can already control the weather and we're going to fully control it. He who controls the weather controls the world. And I've got Biden yesterday saying it doesn't exist. It's totally insane. But meanwhile, I reserved judgment on this the last 2 weeks. I said it appears he is turning against Kamala. In fact, 3 weeks ago when, you know, he put the MAGA hat on and then walked up Air Force One with it, but I said, let's see. And then at least in 20 different press conferences or statements or events or announcements he's made, presentations, addresses, he has undermined her systematically. So you could stick a fork in it. He came out and said, DeSantis is great. He's doing a great job. We talk all the time. Kamala doesn't talk to him. She's a liar. DeSantis is doing a great job. I mean, I've got the video right here. He literally rammed a giant fork in her. And I was really thinking about this last night and this morning. I'm a 98% sure of what's going on. Now, usually I'm 100%, and I'll tell you when I'm sure. When I'm not sure, I'll tell you, but I am sure. But the power calculus could change again. But right now, the establishment knows they can't stop Trump. They already tried to kill him twice. It failed. They may have done the political analysis, which if they're smart, they would have. I can do it for them. That if they do kill him, it's even worse for him. And then everybody's turning against him worldwide. So they're going to try to pull back a little bit on their globalist operation. I think, and they're already saying to Russia, okay, let's make a peace deal. And that's another big sign. There's a lot of them. Now they may get hot-blooded again and wild-eyed and... Because the only next move they've got is World War III, Civil War, and total death. And they realize we're not going to turn back. Russia's not turning back either. So the domestic groups aren't turning back. International isn't turning back. So we're playing chicken with them, and we ain't turning the wheel. So we're winning, folks. That's what guts is all about.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The power of the source. Thursday, October 10th, 2024. And because we're lied to by basically everything, by the criminals that have hijacked our government and set up an alternate advanced civilization run by mad scientists, we have to analyze their public behavior versus leaked information, declassified information, and history, then reverse engineer exactly what they're up to. And that's what I've been doing for 30 and a half years on air. And by the grace of God and all the great guests and research, we've done the best job out there. And I don't say that, again, to toot my horn or brag, the famous thing, I'm not bragging. I'm simply giving you a report that we are the best there is. That means the callers, the guests, the crew. I'm just a small part of this. Now, we've got a transmission of transmissions for you today. A lot of the political developments have aligned. I've got a very clear picture on exactly what's happening right now. And I've been waiting to bring you this for a few weeks till I was completely sure of it. But Trump is going to win in a giant landslide. And the globalists are in disarray, falling apart all over the world. Sanity is starting to reign. They're about to try to make a peace deal with Russia that NATO already killed secretly 3 years ago on the eve of the war starting. Or accelerating, or expanding, or becoming public. It's been going on for 11 years. And everything they're doing is just in free fall. And all they could do was start a nuclear war, or a total cyber attack, or a race war, and they're ready for all that, and they still may try it. But I'm seeing signs everywhere of partial capitulation by the globalists. Now, remember, I'm the one up there saying, get ready for civil war conditions, and they come out and start saying that, and I'm tracking them. But that's a bunch of candy-ass lawyers and people that think they're in charge, like Raskin, who couldn't find his disgusting wart-covered ass with both hands. There are a lot of other people that are evil in the system, but understand, they're about to lose their ass if they don't back off. I mean, their whole COVID power grab blew up in their face, not right away, but it did spectacularly, was delayed. Reaction. We have the initiative. I can't find a black person that I talk to, and I just randomly talk to black people because that's a key demographic in stores, you name it, that didn't vote for Trump. I really haven't found anybody but some Hispanic women when I talk to Hispanics that are going to vote for Harris. I don't know any former liberal, and I know a lot of them, friends of the family, friends of mine. I'm all like leftists, I don't, you know, not associate with somebody just because they've been a liberal. They're all pro-Trump now. When he survived that assassination attempt and all the indictments and all the crap, people have it in them to like an underdog. And when somebody's being piled on a lion by 50 hyenas, and, you know, he takes out 30 of them, but 20 more are ripping his guts out, people don't like that. People respect strength. They respect truth. And people also respect not having a nuclear war and having prosperity. And everybody can see we're going somewhere real bad if that crazy space alien or whatever the hell she is, Kamala Harris, gets into power. So we're winning. And right now the establishment, not just publicly but behind the scenes and in other movements around the world and here, are starting to retract their offensive proboscis. They're starting to, because it was going into full martial law, nuclear war, crazy town, race war, total collapse, dystopia, which they planned down the road, but they want to be able to control it. Now they realize you're getting the big enchilada right now. They're not going to be able to control this thing. And so they are hearing the alarm bells, alert, 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 and they are trying to decouple, abort, 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 great reset, abort. If there was a sound you could hear in the halls of their command centers, it's red alert, program failing, mission critical failure, and the AI and all their analysts are coming back saying, nuclear war, we don't survive, everybody kills us. We could have a nuclear war if we could still maintain control, use every depopulation, and reemerge with a new civilization, but we can't do it because our cover's been blown. Shut down operations now. And they're like, it's too late. We've already engaged it. We probably can't stop it. So one way or another, your ass is done, New World Order. Yeah, it'll take some time, and it's going to be messy, and I'm not like a communist or a leftist or an Illuminist that tells you that we're offering some pie-in-the-sky bed of feathers that's going to transport us into Valhalla. No. I'm not offering some utopia. I'm not going to lie to you. Things are going to get rough just because of technology and population, all the changes happening. But at least we're not going to have people in full control that are out to get everybody and are totally greedy about controlling the future by getting rid of us. At least we'll start getting people back in charge who don't want to die. So I spiritually have had this realization the last 3 weeks. My intellect has not been ready to deal with it because I'm always pressing the attack on the enemy. And that doesn't mean we don't need to be 100% balls of the walls here. One time I was on a talk radio show and I said, we got to be balls of the walls. And a man called and goes, yush, that sounds sexual. You're talking about sex. And I went, no, that's an Air Force term from World War II or Army Air Corps when you slam the throttle all the way up to the instrument panel. There's a ball on it. Balls to the walls. That's what balls to the walls means. And we need to be balls to the walls. Get your balls to the walls. Like, let's come in with that song. Bottom of the hour. Great, great political song. Very well done. German, but in English. So, they're going to break the chains. You can't stop them. God bless them. They're going to break the chains. They're going balls to the walls. All right. Well, we're balls to the walls around here. And we've also got Biden completely, because, you know, he flounders and so out of his mind. The first 7, 8, 9 times last month he attacked Harris, I was like, let me see. But now CNN's joined in. Yeah, look, Harris is an idiot. Oh, Biden's so good. Biden's positioning himself for Trump pardons. And again, the establishment above Biden has said, we blow up his airplane and blame it on the Iranians. Nobody's going to buy that. Stop it. They thought they'd just kill him and Butler and say a lone gunman did it and sweep it under the rug, but now that it came out, the Secret Service stood down and the public gets what's happening, they're not going to get away with this. Okay. And you also then separately have Biden coming out and saying it is completely ridiculous and preposterous that there are any weather weapons or weather control. The problem is we have President LBJ and other presidents and Defense Secretary William Cohen in 1997 in the Army Times at a press conference, picked up with the Army Times, and CBS News and ABC News and CNN about Bill Gates with patents to control hurricanes. And then we've got giant Pentagon programs certified in the late 60s that I've shown you the documents and interviewed Ben Livingston that ran the program for the Navy and the Air Force, the joint project. Yeah, there's New York Times, War of the Weathers. And there's a 1976 and 78 UN treaties because they could control the weather then and it's in the damn treaty. And then they get up there and say, oh, MTG and Alex Jones double down on weather modification conspiracy theories despite experts rubbishing hurricane control. And when you read these articles, there's hundreds of them, it's all the same permutation, either MTG or Alex Jones, or we're just making it up. And they take out of context what we've said. The government certified secretly in 65 and then publicly in 67 and then congressionally in 69 that they can create hurricanes, strengthen hurricanes, steer hurricanes, kill hurricanes. Even out of season, they can make one with as few as five aircraft. And that's the old technology, not the Doppler radar and the energy burst and the trillion-watt lasers and the HARP. And it's the weirdest thing. I had Nick Begich on about HARP. I've had him on for 25 years like 28. Professor Begich, but his brother, U.S. Senator, all that stuff. His dad, famous congressman. And then the head of HARP got pissed in 2006, and they had an Air Force colonel call us and say the head of the group wants to come on, and the colonel was on during the breaks. John Harmon heard it, like saying, don't go there, sir. That's classified. Then finally they ended the interview early because they didn't like where it was going. He's like, well, we can control the weather, and yeah, we do ignite the atmosphere. And the colonel literally comes on and goes, that's it. The interview's over. Click. Because the civilian head wanted to come on, but I don't know how I get all these interviews. That happened. I had also the head of the entire Air Force weather modification program on repeatedly, General Benton K. Parton. I mean, I interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about it before he died. Admiral Thomas Moore. We've got to find those interviews. I mean, a lot of them have gotten out. The one with the HARP guys out. The ones with partner out. Dane Whittington's heard them. But we really ought to make a big deal out of those. I mean, it's like, I've got all the declassified documents, CIA documents. Congress all has it. There's, U.S. meteorological surveys on it. We got videos inside the storm planes that are out there manipulating and controlling them. And then they just say, oh, it doesn't exist. They've got a big problem on their hands because just on X alone, without even looking around, I see, oh, that's got 20 million, that's got 10 million, that's got 18 million, that's got 14 million, that's got 3 million. Just video after video of congressional hearings and old Discovery Channel and History Channel and my old interviews and the U.S. senators talking about it and U.N. hearings about it and then video inside the aircraft and Bill Gates, I can control hurricanes 20 years ago, I'm going to save you. Okay, well then, why are these hurricanes acting so weird? And then why do they keep hitting key areas at key times? And then BlackRock, they already has all the 80-some percent of the money in the world. When these cities get destroyed, like Acapulco hit twice last year, worse than 100 years combined, they go, oh, it's global warming, so you better pay carbon taxes to BlackRock. And BlackRock then gets to loan money that it creates out of nothing to all these cities and counties and countries. They want to collapse society to consolidate control. So a few days ago, I said, put out the Ben Livingston report again on X. And you guys put the report out that Dew put together that had some of him. I want the original InfoWars 18-year-old report, 2006. Weather weapons posted. Yeah, there it is on InfoWars, but I want it reposted, re-uploaded. 2X. Yeah, I mean, look at that report. That's 18 years old. Go watch that. And I know we already found it and put it up again, but I want to put up the HARP director tells Alex Jones they can set the atmosphere on fire and control the weather. But we'll add, like, pictures of him and stuff. Just a radio interview before I was, you know, doing stuff on the internet with video, at least for the show. And then I want dig up the Benton Parton interviews. Now we can run it through AI. It'll find the transcript. It'll make a transcript of him on HARP when he ran HARP. So we'll see how they like that. Because my point is, they're up there telling you it doesn't exist, it's not happening, and then people are everywhere just seeing it all admitted. And that's their problem, is Kamala can't say, I've never said ban any guns. That's insane. You're crazy, Trump. And then she literally said it 10 times the month before, and it was officially in her policy platform on her damn presidential campaign website. Or, I've never been for fracking. She was like, Trump, what are you talking about? Doing her fake black act. And Trump's like, what do you mean you're on record? And it's the same thing. There's no weather weapons. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi when they're coming into the town about to take off Millennium Falcon. And the stormtroopers walk over and say, how long have you had these droids? About 3 seasons. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. I mean, that stuff doesn't work on the public anymore. Like, there's no weather weapons. There's no transgenderism in the schools. There's no human trafficking at the border. There's no inflation. Remember Biden early on? There's no inflation. For 2 years, there's no inflation. He's like, well, it's low. Well, it's Trump's fault. Well, inflation's good. Well, we fixed it. I mean, if you have no memory, that type of crap works. Here, let's go to a compilation that we just put together this morning of the latest video of Biden last night saying none of this exists. Weather weapons are insane. Weather modification doesn't exist. And then all over the news, oh, the government's got a project to spray artificial clouds to stop UV radiation and save the earth. I can show you NBC, ABC newscast 15 years ago, 5 years ago, this year. So out of one side of their mouth, we're controlling the weather to save you. Out of the other side, no, it doesn't exist. I can play the CIA director admitting it. Well, we don't like to tell the public about it because they could sue us, but yeah, we're controlling the weather. Want to see it again? I played it yesterday. We can't really tell you what we're doing because other governments get mad too. Think so? That's the whole point of weather weapons. You don't tell people you're doing it. You destroy civilization, consolidate control. You bankrupt people. When does the bank make money on a farmer? When they get foreclosed on because they can't pay the mortgage. That's what the banks want. It's the same thing. Think of the whole world as a farm. If they can give us bad seasons, they can consolidate control. It's simple. And it's come out in documents. The IMF and World Bank has done it to the third world, and they're doing it to the rest of the world now. Here's the breakdown on President LBJ contradicting Biden's claim that there's no such thing as weather control. Here it is.
Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. The technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
When you hear the name Bill Gates, you probably think Microsoft founder. But now the billionaire may be known as the Hurricane Tamer. Gates is listed as one of 13 inventors on a patent filed for hurricane prevention methods.
He told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own that not only does it exist, that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
right, Senator
Pell. I just want to repeat speaking. Before
so,
turn to
so yes, yeah, so but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the Senator's own statement. So, yes, I have to do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
How does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that that is not Hurricane Alley, per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel Grego.
It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop.
If you are receiving it. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbol
mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants that point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Going 300 miles an hour through the black of night.
You may sacrifice
with our headlights on high beam.
You may mortify their flesh. You may rape them all.
We'll never give up.
One day they torture.
Victory is in our hands. We are victory. We are the spirit of 1776. rekindled and erupting in fire.
What's a damn?
God bless them. And y'all break the chains. You can't stop them. The wall.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
Wall. Yeah.
We are dope. You got it. Freedom, justice, invention, creativity, the human condition. Turned loose. All right, let me, I'm going to get more into the Hurricane Milton flooding Florida, not as bad as they were saying it was because it went a little bit off course, but still killed at least four people, probably be in the hundreds by the time. Record tornadoes, clearly manipulated, but not as bad as the one we saw 2 weeks ago. I want to hit all that and go through some of the history of that. People want to hear about that. It's important. There's the big awakening now on that front. I'll get to that. But the big news is the globalist capitulation. And we're not there yet, but the signs are they're beginning to disengage their doomsday plan to try to hold the world hostage. And I'm going to explain that. Biden's totally turning against Kamala. What does that really signify? I'll hit that start of the next hour. We've got the video clips. It's incredible. That's coming up. But I want to hit the hurricane, and then I've got all this other insane news. It trended top of X yesterday. It's all over the news. People don't even believe it when they hear it. The Secretary of State of Texas says illegal aliens can vote. They'll take non-citizen IDs. That's because the Justice Department's been threatening the Secretary of State. And they're threatening other state Secretary of States. And they've already tried to put Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, in prison. So you're like, why don't they just stand up? They indict your ass. They've been trying to put Paxton in jail for 8 years. Not everybody's got Weibos like Ken Paxton. So all that ties together. It's just all of this news is over the top important. And there's some scary stuff behind the scenes. The DOD has put out a new directive under Biden expanding domestic military authority to use lethal force against citizens. So they already got rid of Posse Comitatus. Now this, so it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We're seeing a lot of negative signs, but even more positive signs. And the globalists, at bare minimum, decided that they need to hesitate and that they're not going to get away with an ultra-massive group of crises keep us under control because we understand they're behind it, or bare minimum making crises worse. And so if they can't be the saviors during the crisis they create or exacerbate, then they're going to disengage, which I've been pushing for real hard. I don't just predict what they're going to do next so it happens. And they go, oh, God, he's right again. The whole point of predicting this stuff is to get enough credibility to be able to stop them because people listen. And we've now reached that point. So I'm going to hit that. There's a lot to it next hour. It's a tall order, but I'm going to do the best job I can laying out and then giving you the evidence of why I say that. But it's so much evidence, I can only give you a gestalt or a smattering. Now, let me hit this first, though. And again, I'll be very clear. If this was happening to Tucker Carlson or Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or anybody else, I would be very upset about it. Because it's precedent-setting, and they admit it is. Now, if you'll remember, since they tried to send in the Justice Department without a court order in late May, and I stayed here and threatened to call the police, and this private security they sent in said, yeah, you're right, there's no order here. We're being told by a U.S. trustee for the Justice Department, but there's no order. Then we went to court, and the judge fired the U.S. trustee and fired the CRO that had been in here. Federal Judge Houston, Judge Lopez. And then they had more hearings and tried to shut us down. And you saw the headlines, ABC, NBC, CNN, InfoWars to be closed on June 14th. And then that didn't happen. And then the media for a few months went completely silent about Alex Jones. But the judge said, but because Alex Jones is completing his bankruptcy, he owns InfoWars, it has to be sold. And that's the law, and I'm not opposed to that because there's really nothing I can do. They're already going to have state courts close this years ago if we didn't go into bankruptcy and put it in the federal court, and that was a fact. They've already had state courts in Austin rule to close us. Hell, a year ago, again, 6 months ago, they filed last week to try it again. We removed it to federal court Monday morning. I mean, there's a lot of crap behind the scenes I haven't filled you in on because, quite frankly, we've got bigger fish to fry than just give you every little piece of what's going on here. But if I'm telling you it's going on, it's going on. Remember back 13 weeks ago or whenever it was in late May, do the math. And people were like, is Jones telling the truth that they sent armed security to close it without a warrant? And then 2 days later, it was in the news. They go, we're sorry. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, is any of this believable? 325,000 admitted kids the government brought in and then disappeared without paperwork in most cases. Many have been found in slave labor and sex slavery. Yeah, that doesn't sound real. Biden authorizing a month ago heavy missiles to start bombing Russia. Russia's saying, we'll nuke you if you do. That's now a standoff. Notice Biden didn't do it. They're now talking about a peace deal. But it had to get right up to nuclear war before they started thinking straight. None of this sounds real. Believe me, I'm experiencing sometimes, and I'm like, is this? I was telling the armed security company they sent in here, I said, why aren't the constable here? Why isn't the sheriff here to lock it up with a court order? They're like, yeah, we're going to call the company head. We don't know what's going on. I said, yeah, but I'm going to stay here just in case. The next day, I told my lawyers, I said, watch, they'll try to hire another private security company. They did that. Thinking they would just come in here and bluff us into leaving. That's how desperate the structure is. That's how crazy the globalists are right now. So here's the new news. And I told my lawyers this. I said, because they filed it. This was 10 weeks ago. Type in the headline from mid-June. Sandy Hook families, that means the people who control it, FBI, CIA, has come out in court. Democrat Party, Senator Blumenthal, want Alex Jones' social media. And you read the Reuters articles and Bloomberg articles, later says, and they say they own the name Alex Jones. And I knew that days before in the filing and told listeners, and listeners are like, Jones, you can't do that in America. Come on, man. Come on. And then it hit Reuters and AP and Bloomberg show people. Just type in, Sandy Hook families want Alex Jones' social media. Then read the article. Yeah, there it is. Sandy Hook families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. And in the filing, it says the name Alex Jones, everything. And then I told my lawyers, I said, watch, when they auction this, they're going to have the auction company say that they own all the archives of anything we ever did on air, and that they're going to go around with bots, which they already have for decades. One of the companies is Bent Pixels. And here's an example. I had to call Joe Rogan up, a good friend of mine 10 years ago, I'm not 25 years, but I called him up 10 years ago when this happened. And I said, hey, Joe, you use that company Bent Pixels that goes around in any video of you, any comedy, any show you did. They don't take the video down. They just take it over with an order to Google or YouTube or any, you know, Facebook and say, that's our video. And they put their ads on it. But if you have your YouTube channel flipped to no ads, they just take it down. So all my Joe Rogan interviews with him over the years were taken down, and I got strikes, and I called Joe, and I said, you need to call Bent Pixels right now. My YouTube channel is locked up. One more strike, it's going to shut down because of our interviews. He goes, yeah, it's a mistake. You know, it's the bot. I go, I know Joe. The company he used was, then was Bent Pixels, one of the biggest. They have now announced, right here in the news, I'll show you, that they're going to use those systems to claim everything I ever did, including on other people's shows, is owned by them. Now, under the law, if you're Prince and you sign a 360 record deal with Sony, or you're Michael Jackson and you do, or the Beatles, they can own your likeness, they can own what you've said and done, if you sign that contract, and they can own your catalog. I never signed any such catalog. I always said everything here is free to air. It belongs to the public. If I publish a book and say that book belongs to the world, and then I go bankrupt 10 years later, 20 years later, the new, you know, quote, owners of my estate can't say, well, Jones published that book. I mean, let's say I invented Linux, which I didn't. I'm saying not Al Gore saying I invented the internet. I'm saying hypothetically. If I invented Linux 30 years ago, open source software, and then I go bankrupt 30 years later, the people that get my estate don't get Linux because I made it and gave it out for free. And we have contracts on the website because people wanted to air my show and air my documentaries on TV and things, and they'd have to get that authorization, so we put it on the website over and over again. So I've told the auction company this. I've told the court this. And we have court filings. The judge agreed. And he said, no, Jones owns his name and likeness, but they're still going to fight that. And then I'm going to have to sue them. You go, oh, well, just let them take your name and likeness. No, they'll expunge all the videos we've got that they're scared of that get super green, ultra green, not evergreen. Stuff that gets worse with time is not evergreen. Evergreen stays good forever. Ultra green gets better with time. I invented the term ultra green. And so here they are. We're going to take him off the internet and own everything he ever did or ever does. Bull crap. But that shows where they're going with AI. So now there are major heavy hitters that say that are patriots, they're going to buy it, they're going to qualify, you know, sign up to be in the bidding November 13th. I'm telling these people, I don't even know if I want, because this is Democratic Party, and you know, somebody buys InfoWars for $30 million, it gives it to them. I know it's a symbol they want, it's like a Roman standard, they want to mount the head on the wall and harass me. And of course, with me behind it, the crew and the rest of it, sure, it's you know, they get paid their money back for that. At the end of the day, I'm saying, go ahead, hell, outbid whoever, you know. But watch Soros come in through Media Matters, they're already saying they are, and pay $100 million for it. They need some kind of victory, and they want to set the precedent, once they've done this to me, to do it to you. And if you think 10 years ago they could go over the internet in days and take everything down you've ever said just because some company claims they own The Voice. You understand, because Joe Rogan's on my show over the years many times. They went back to 20-year-old, 10-year-old videos and said, we own that because it was Rogan's voice. That's a mistake of the company. They had to reverse themselves. But this isn't a mistake. They're trying to claim that's what they're going to do. So think of the bizarre magnitude of that and the desperation of these dirtbags. So let me show you the headlines. A bidding war is brewing for Alex Jones Media Empire, MPR. And they go on to say, we're going to own the whole catalog and we'll ban anyone ever seeing what he said in the past. Good luck with that. Talk about Streisand effect. Here's another one. Alex Jones legacy for sale in bids to save or bury InfoWars. Legacy for sale. Oh, they don't like that legacy because it's not Sandy Hook, that they tried to make me the Sandy Hook man and lie about what I said and did. Even the things they lied about I did was the First Amendment right, but I didn't even do that. They ran headlines that I was being mean to them and doing things I never did to then raise money and attach themselves to me the last 8-9 years and then sue me 6 years ago. And they later bragged about it in the New York Times. Oh, they hired PR firms to run headlines that I was attacking them and being mean to them, and I wasn't even talking about them for years. And so you read these articles, they say that's what they want. You can go read all the details if you want. And there's a lot of other angles to it as well. Look at this. Barron Trump's shut out a bank amid cancel culture, as well as Melania Trump, but she doesn't want to be mean. She's not saying the name of the bank that did it to them. No, you've got to fight the cancel culture. But they don't want to just do this to Alex Jones. They want to do it to everybody. And with AI, they can go around and voice print you and then just delete your voice from the world. But they need some excuse claiming we own this. And see, if I don't go oppose them at the state and federal courts, and then if I don't sue them, if they're able to hijack the company and they claim all these rights, they will set the precedent to do it to you. And they admit I'm the canary in the coal mine. Now, regardless of whatever happens on the 13th, I'm working with folks to bare minimum have a basic studio transmission system set up and to be able to have the production crew out of the gates continue on. Because this will be shut down if we are right during the 76 days while Trump is president-elect when the globalists say they're going to go for broke. So this is the most critical time in my broadcast era and all the things we've done in our fight for freedom right now. And so I have to fight these people, multiple federal courts, multiple state courts, and that's okay. I came to this for a fight. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't do it without your help. So I need you to go to the Legal Defense Fund and make a donation. We need at least $1 million in the next year to fight these people off. I've been holding them off for 7 years. They spent $70 million. They admitted in court. We've spent $15 million. Well worth it to expose the poison COVID shots and the weather wars and the open borders and the human trafficking and the World War III garbage and the pedophile rings and everything that's coming out now. We've been right at the heart of it. That's this audience, the crew, all of us as a family. And our greatest accomplishments I know are to come. So please support yourself and your own future by supporting us at the Legal Defense Fund where we really need funds. RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. Links to Give, Send, Go on our donation page. We need real capital coming. I want to thank those that have given, but that's, people say, oh, 250 grand, that's a lot of money. Not fighting these people. Trump needs billions to fight the enemy. He's already spent billions in his election cycle. I need millions. It's simple. A very small investment. RealAlexJones.com. And then separately, outside sponsors, companies I don't own, that the enemy doesn't have the power to go after and attack with all their lawfare, like Bigly, make some of the best t-shirts and Patriot apparel, they're geared up and pledged and committed to be one of our main sponsors in this, and I'll leave it at that, and critical to the things that are going on behind the scenes. I'll stop right there. And you need to flood them with support, incredible t-shirts, incredible hoodies, incredible ball caps, and two incredible supplements, ladies and gentlemen, right now. And the big one you want to get is Ultimate CMOS that has the best organic, bioavailable, sea-based iodine in it without any of the heavy metals. It's totally clean with a whole bunch of other key compounds that are in this Irish CMOS that's so coveted. And each gummy, it's on the back, it explains it, is a super concentrate 20 to 1 per gram of what is in the CMOS, including the iodine. Children need this. Adults need it. The old need it. It is a superfood. It is some of the best CMOS out there. Our CMOS has been the rage for years. This is the highest quality from one of the top firms in the country that they private label it from. It is jam-packed. This bottle is full of 60 of these gummies. It tastes great. It's super concentrated. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what keeps us on the air. Also, green foods, superfoods are all the rage. Gut Flora, Total Absorption. Some of the top brands out there are great. They're like $100 a canister because this, you know, stuff has over 90 ingredients. It's all sourced. It's all clean. It's all amazing. This has even more. Optimal Human is even better than some of the top brands at $40 less. And that, and when you get it even discounted, it's $55 less than the leading competitor, and it's better. It's Optimal Human, thealexjonesstore.com. You want to get it right now. Get the t-shirts, all of it there. This is your chance to be in the fight. We can't do it without you. Optimal Human and Ultimate CMOS, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I'm almost done plugging here, but I don't have the capital I need right now to do this properly. And, you know, there's all these heavy hitters coming in, and that's great, but I'm not going to pie in the sky this. I'm going to regardless count on me and you, the listeners, to move forward. So thank you for underwriting your own future. Thank you for betting on me. I will fight these people with everything I've got. I pledge to you my sacred honor, my treasure, my name, my family, everything. Only thing I won't pledge to you is my soul. That's pledged to God. But I pledge to you 100% resistance and with everything I've got, my maximum effort for you and your family, because my family lives in the same world with you. And I'm fighting for my family. That means I'm fighting for you. We are a family. Team Humanity, I am committed to you in this fight 110% completely. All I ask is for your backing and we will win this thing. Back me. TheAlexJonesStore.com. RealAlexJones.com to donate. And my dad, wonderful person, smartest person I've ever known, super humble, 3 years ago, doesn't even tell me, goes and sets up a warehouse. He developed most of the supplements. I recruited him 13 years ago. Dr. Jones. He thinks they're going to shut me down 3 years ago. He goes to North Austin, Round Rock, sets up a warehouse, launches all these super badass supplements with the guy that actually designs a bunch for Whole Foods as a multi-chemist. Happens to be my brother-in-law. And they all of a sudden say, it's all set up with 20-something products, boom. Then they sue my dad and says he has hundreds of millions of dollars of money hidden. None of it's true. Goes through all the federal courts, three different outside accounting firms we have to pay for. $2 million he spent in the last 2 years of fighting him. He's out of money. He barely had money to even buy new products at drjonesnetworks.com. These are great products, but my dad's great. He'll be a great sponsor for us in the future. And I hate seeing him stressed out and go through all this. He's not stressed out by the attacks and the depositions and the lies and the HBO hit pieces and all of it. He is upset because he hates them beginning to win. So back my dad in the fight. That means backing us, drjonesnaturals.com. And listen to this. It had been sold out, and I didn't even know that. I've been plugging it for a month when it was sold out. A limited supply came in of Next Level Financial Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. And again, this is not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown because it's the concentrated organic breakdown of folic acid is the main ingredient, broken down into methylfolate, where 100% of people are able to process 100%. It cleans out the cells, gives you next level foundational energy unlike anything you've ever felt. It's got the key B complex, other compounds in it, supercharged into the cells. You want next level foundational energy at drjonesnaturals.com. And I told you 3 weeks ago, five or six other products that have been sold out and some new ones are coming in. That got held up with the hurricanes and all the crap going on because it's made in the South. It's now coming in next week. So, because I know you go there and like half the stuff sold out. And you're like, where's all my favorite products? He's out of money. He had to literally pull a lot of strings himself to be able to buy these products back in. So we're up against the wall. We've been giving our full effort in the marathon. We're down to the last mile. And I just need you to run up while I'm running and just give me a glass of Gatorade. I mean, it's that simple, folks. I'll keep going, but I could fall out here. My dad needs your backing. I need your backing. We're totally committed. drjonesnaturals.com. A lot of great products there on the site. Be sure to peruse them and check them out. They're all amazing. People get them and go, God, these are as good as InfoWars products or better. Well, he came up with the InfoWars products. And then he just went and made new ones. And they just keep making them better. When you see something say plus under the FDA rules, you got to say plus when you reformulate something. So just plus or ultra or whatever, you've got to change the name some. So they're constantly upgrading them. And then by the third name change, they just change the name entirely. So it's all amazing. It's all high quality. Top Brain is a stimulant, but really good. Rocket Rest is incredible sleep aid. But I'm going to stop plugging. I'm done. I just need funds to fight these bastards. I hate begging, but I hate losing even more. We'll be right back. Massive news. Huge political realignments. Biggest news ever coming up. Literally, stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
And I'm starting people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. in my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I don't want to say I'm hesitating, but this story's so big, I'm having trouble even trying to present it correctly. So big. And I get in a paradox where I can just state what's happening, and that's easy. But then I also love to explain to you why I see that happening. And this is a big subject. So after I'm going to go ahead and do the big political realignment news first when we come back next segment and join a bunch of stations. And then I'm going to get into hurricanes and all the new developments there and the mass awakening that's happening. And then in the second, in the third hour, I will take your calls on the political realignment and see if you agree with me. And I want to get your take, because that gets me thinking, and I really like your feedback in a kind of a group think tank brainstorm. You know, I'll post on X a story and say, what do you think about this? And I'll see some of the commenters. Oh, look, Jones's, what do they call it, engagement farming. Like, I'm like, no, I've been on talk radio 28 years. I, that's what I do. I like to hear from people. You know, not everything is some corporate cooked up strategy. Just like Luke Skywalker doesn't use his targeting computer to blow up the Death Star. I'm up here telling you exactly what I think. I do what I want to do, and I talk about what I want to talk about. And it really helps me to ask people on X what they think, and I get a lot of great ideas reading it. People say, look, is it Jones commenting and responding in the comments? Yeah. My wife at like midnight will go to bed and stop responding to people's comments. I just can't. It's great. I love it. It's fun. And people send me so much stuff and so much research. So I'm about 98% about sure about what I'm going to say when we come back. And it's a big deal. And it's a lot bigger than just the current political cycle we're in. If you understand this compendium of discussion, you really understand how the world works and what the human condition is. And you're going to be green-pilled, a term I've coined that I want to explain in more detail. Not red-pilled, not black-pilled, not white-pilled, but green-pilled. And I'd really like this understanding to get into the vernacular and into the discussion areas like Team Humanity has. Because we can't just label what the bad guys, the enemy, are doing and oppose them. We do that, of course. That's half the equation. But you've got to have the other half, and that's what do we stand for. So I'll lay this out when we come back. And then I'll open the phones up to see what you think. And I don't want to be over-optimistic here, but I don't want to be over-negative. Because the enemy right now knows they're losing, and they know to pull back. That is the only smart, sane move, but they're not completely sane, as you know, because they follow the devil, their father. But even they still have some humanity and some self-preservation left in them. And there's a lot of good people in the corporations and government and systems that have a preservation instinct, even though they're not dialed into the Holy Spirit. You know, you've got Satan's influence, you've got human flesh influence that's got problems, but still is completely evil. And then you got God. That's completely perfect and total completion, and just there is no time, there is no space, just total. Not even ecstasy. It's just total completion. It's just absolute. Just everything's good, you know. So you got to learn to recognize the devil's wavelength, human wavelength, and then God's wavelength. And those are the three wavelengths. The wavelength of destruction, and then the attack on good, and then the love of betrayal and ugliness, and then humans that are the bridge between that and absolute enlightenment and perfection. But the only way you can have total perfection would be free will, which, and the creation of new free will and sentient beings, which then have to go through the processes of decision about the resonance of their energy in time and space for all of eternity. We'll come back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
On subway trains.
Helpless people on subway trains scream for God as he looks in on them. He picks some of us and he throws it back down as he waves through the buildings toward the center of town. Oh, they say he's got to go.
Hour number two of this Thursday, October 10, 2024 transmission. We are 25 days out, or is it 24 days out, for the most important election in world history. All right. I'm going to get into the latest on weather weapons and the mass awakening happening there, and Milton and the aftermath and the UN treaties for weather control and presidents admitting they have weather control systems and then the current president, the puppet, denying it exists. All of that coming up. But right now I want to hit, really, to me, the biggest development in the global political awakening and realignment that's happening versus the Great Reset. And there's a lot that goes into this, but here we are. Biden is a complete puppet. And Biden stole the election with his handlers in 2020. Then they obviously drugged him up in Vegas, flew him out, held him for 8 days, put out a fake resignation letter, which Pelosi admits was fake, and made him step down, or they were going to do the 22nd Amendment. Then Biden got with his crime syndicate family and others and got pissed off and realized they were planning to continue to burn him and his son. Then he starts putting on, a month ago, the Trump hat. That was not an accident. And then since then, he has all these press conferences or announcements or events or addresses when Kamala's speaking, and he continues to contradict her. When she comes out and says, you know, I'm not associated with Biden, I'm going to do things different. He says, no, 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 she was running things. Which, of course, she wasn't. But you can. People have been saying for a month he's against Kamala. And I'm like, well, let me see. Now we have CNN and other corporate media channels. I mean, I've got new ones today. CNN mocks Kamala Harris for being outsmarted as Biden puts handcuffs on her. I mean, it goes on and on. So I was waiting until I was sure about this, and I'm certainly not the first or only person to notice this is all over the news that he's turned against her, but he doesn't do anything unless his funders are for it. And you've got thousands of points I've seen, but you've got 60 Minutes that's definitely New World Order mouthpiece. I mean, that's scripted. Saying, Kamala, you didn't get one vote. You've been appointed like a dictator. That's un-American last Sunday. And you've got, again, just hundreds of points I can think of off the top of my head. You've seen plenty of them. What's going on there? And now they're having to admit that Trump's way ahead in all the battleground states. And there's different arms inside the bureaucracy, different camps, different factions. And I see other big signs, like a month ago they announced they're going to start raining Storm Shadow heavy U.S.-made, European-made missiles on Russia. Russia says, we'll nuke you if you do that. The missiles never got launched so far, knock on wood. But that wasn't enough to see that that NATO was backing off, realizing they pushed the edge of oblivion and had to stop. Now we've seen NATO, the head of NATO, and others say, well, okay, Ukraine's going to have to give up territory to Russia. And then you've got European Union presidents. I've got new ones today. Hungarian foreign minister presidents revealed that there was a peace deal before Russia invaded, but NATO didn't want it. You know, there's more articles about, no, the U.S. Navy blew up Nord Stream coming out. So the globalists now realize that by doing this, they drove people into the BRICS, they've hurt the dollar, that the world, whether it's the American people or whether it's Russia, all over, globalists are getting thrown out of office. WEF candidates are being defeated. Just last week in Austria, the government there saying, we might, may not let the new government take power. Well, okay, that just shows the public how dictatorial you are. You see, Germany's trying to ban the Alternative for Deutschland party that's taking over. That you know, sounds like Elon Musk and Alex Jones. And you've got all the big talk show hosts. You know, all the most popular talk show hosts are anti-New World Order. So now, Andrew Cuomo sounds like Alex Jones. When you see that, it means that the rats are leaving the sinking ship, and it was kind of a sneaking to the exits. Now it's a rush to the exits. Like you're at the end of a movie or end of a play or end of a football game. A few people get up at first, and all of a sudden it's larger groups. All of a sudden everybody's rushing. There's a rush to the exits just now starting. We're entering the beginning of the rush phase. And you see more and more analysts, even in corporate media, saying, yeah, this is leading to nuclear war. Let's stop. Yeah, we did kind of start it. Okay. And Harris is, you know, oh, I will do something about the border. And, oh, I don't want your guns. And, oh, I'm for fracking. And, you know, just, they understand that nothing they're saying or doing is being accepted except by the very dumbest people, and that's not the majority. So they had civil war and race war and power outages and cyber attacks and expanded war designed for a global crisis or group of crises that they publicly said would be used to scare us into accepting their global cashless society and their UN pandemic treaties and all of it. And the more they push it, the more the treaties fail and the more opposition forms, and people aren't forgetting now because we were asleep before. I was just awake before a lot of people. Once somebody wakes up, they see the same thing I see, and now there's all these new prominent voices everywhere kicking butt politically and culturally and spiritually. And it's just going into a light speed acceleration here. And The social engineers and the corrupt establishment realize their whole world government cut off the resources, depopulation plans in trouble. British Petroleum, Exxon Mobil, they were all at the heart of the carbon taxes. They were at the heart of the industries getting rid of oil. They were leading it, not against it. They're now capitulating, saying this isn't going to work. BlackRock has scrapped, at least on the surface, their ESGs, Global Corporate Credit Score. Attorney generals everywhere are suing them and winning. Now, the New World Order hasn't given up yet, but they understand pressing the accelerator down only gives them more problems and everything they do fails. And then I've got all these videos and reports. NBC News files hilarious hurt feelings report over Biden siding with DeSantis instead of Kamala. And Kamala says, I talked to DeSantis. No, she didn't. She's a damn liar. And then she spins it on 60 Minutes and goes, well, I've been talking to other governors. Oh, I get it. Kind of like they're in the debate with a few weeks ago with Vance and Tampon Tim. They go, hey, why did you say you were in Tiananmen Square when it happened? Well, I'm a coach and a father and in the military and blah, blah, blah. Talks for 2 minutes. And she goes, hey, you didn't answer the question. Well, I'm kind of a knucklehead. I just, you know, I wasn't there. And then now you've got Harris again for the last 4 days saying, no, I did talk to him. Well, now she didn't talk to DeSantis. And then Biden comes out and says, well, I've been talking to him, and he's doing a good job to hurt her. You know he's making deals behind the scenes with other segments of the power structure, other factions. And he's been told Trump's 20 points ahead in the general election. He's 10-15 in all the battlegrounds. As I told you months ago, now it's all in the polls. They were skewing him before. Now they're not doing it as bad. They're actually started sampling only 5% more Democrats than Republicans, because national numbers show the Republican Party now, the majority of voters are for it for the first time ever 2 weeks ago. And so they're at least hedging their bets. And that doesn't mean that the bad faction or the worst faction won't get back in control, and they won't go ahead and start World War III, or they won't go ahead and do a cyber attack, or they won't go ahead and, you know, blow up a bunch of black churches or something and blame it on Trump supporters. It doesn't mean that's not going to happen. It doesn't mean they may not go ahead and still try to kill Trump. It doesn't mean some crazy they've wound up to do it, or it's just some lone nut might actually do it. But I'm seeing the establishment that thought it had us in our jaws realizing it's got a tiger by the tail, and they're trying to turn loose right now. And I'll ask callers coming up next hour, what do you think about what I'm saying? Do you agree with this? Do you disagree? But you can't see all these signs. And I knew this weeks ago, but I wanted to really cogitate on it. I wanted to let it simmer and marinate in my old brain. And before I came out and said this, and this morning I was hiking, beautiful hill country, and I for a couple of hours with my youngest, my middle daughter, three daughters, a great son. They're all great. And I just thought, no. That's what this is. So it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Doesn't mean we all shouldn't work harder than ever. But the establishment knows they're getting their ass kicked on every front. So NBC News files hilarious hurt feelings report over Biden siding with DeSantis instead of Kamala. And it's in the Red State report. It's all right here. And they're like, why is this happening? What's going on? Well, why did 60 Minutes attack Kamala and say you're basically, they're trying to make you a dictator? I mean, why were you installed? And it's because it's all so outrageous, it's waking people up at a level never before seen. And before, the globalists would just keep lying, intensifying the fraud, intensifying the gaslighting. And I'm like, all this does is hurt them. But they were so arrogant. And then Hillary's on TV saying, we're going to lose control if we don't censor everything now. Nationalize big tech. Totally ban everybody. As if Google hasn't done an insanely aggressive job of censorship and control. And so they single it out to be taken over by the Democrats if they win. So they're in full control, as if that'll work. Now they're trying to spin it. Oh, Biden didn't know DeSantis had refused to take Harris's call when he praised him as great. So then that's why he's been contradicting her at every level. So you got the different camps in full spin mode about all this, but then it even comes out in corporate media months after I told you that the so-called Iranian planning to kill Trump worked for the FBI. Or now the Afghan planning a mass attack worked for the CIA. That's a new story on Infowars.com. We'll be getting to. So this is a big deal, because you had them backing off on the Ukraine war. And not just on the surface, but diplomatically, if you ferret into things that's going on there. Because the only moves left they had was overturning the chessboard and having a total economic collapse and probably a nuclear war. And we've explained to the globalists, you're not saving your bunkers, dumbasses. didn't matter if 90% of us died in a nuclear war. Everybody knows where the food's at and the medicine. It's down there in the bunker. You know how easy it is to take out a bunker? I mean, a couple rednecks can do it in about 5 minutes. I don't care what you're up to. People are going to find the snorkels. Or they just dump 1,000 gallons of gasoline down your holes. Hell, 100 will do it. I'm not calling for that. I'm saying you guys think your exit strategy is private airfields in northern Canada and those bases you built? I know the people up there. All they're waiting for is everything to go down. And let me tell you something. You're going to be pushing daisies. You think you're safe in Tasmania? You think you're safe in Switzerland? I mean, you want to end civilization and kill most people's families, and you already killed 30 million people with your poison shots, and you don't think people aren't going to come after you? I mean, let's say they didn't control these hurricanes. They could have killed them, that they admit that, but obviously it was evidence of weather manipulation. We've already gone over that. But notice the public, the majority, are blaming you. So if somebody slips on a banana peel, Bill Gates is going to get blamed. Because people effectively know he and Klaus Schwab and the rest of them are bad guys. I got a bunch of examples of this coming up. But go ahead and play Biden on how great DeSantis is, contradicting Kamala. And then go ahead and back-to-back play DeSantis saying, don't worry, FEMA's not going to pull any of their crap like they've done in North Carolina or Tennessee here. And again, a governor that hardcore who put a surgeon general over their state that says don't take the poison shot, it's designed to kill you, which is true. We've got more and more of the authority figures. They may not be perfect people, but they're not evil, and they want to try to have a prosperous future. And if they see the public backing them, they're going to stand with us. Now, Ken Paxton didn't need to have public backing. He's been doing it for 8 years under massive globalist attack. He's the real deal. He's the winter patriot. Not the sunshine patriot, but the winter soldier. He does it first. He does it before. He takes the brunt of the main assault to be the shock trooper. So do I. And I don't say that to simply say, oh, aren't I great? Somebody had to do it. You think I want to fight these monsters? You think I like this stuff? Well, at one level, I do hate their guts, and I love God, so I've been doing this so long, I actually enjoy it now. I've gotten stronger, and God's given me gifts. I actually enjoy being attacked now. I've never been a masochist. I don't like pain. I don't like to slap women around. I don't like getting slapped around. I don't like pain. Except now I actually do. And I only say that because I've been doing this so long, I know it's associated with defeating them. So it's the weirdest thing. The worse the story, the bigger the lie. As long as I can keep fighting, I don't care. And because I know you see through it, and the system's so discredited that the more they attack me, the more people know I'm for real. So I now associate the pain with pleasure. Now my mother and my father have gone through a lot, and my family's gone through a lot, and they've now gotten to the pleasure phase. I mean, my mother is like, literally, you don't give up and you fight even harder. And she's usually stayed out of stuff. But when your 76-year-old mother grabs you by the arm and says, I want you to go all the way and I want you to get your shit together, she never cusses. She goes, I want you to get your shit together and take down these people. I want you to get it straight. I want you to get in shape and I want you to man up and go next level. Do you understand me? We're not fighting this tyranny to lose, and you're a leader in this, and I want you to turn it up. 6 months ago. Have you not seen me turn it up? Because mama told me to. I'm turning it up, New World Order. Like I said, I don't know how this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you got one. And now you got my mother, a Sunday school teacher, with her eyes bugging out, lightning bolts shooting out. That's when men win the wars, when the women say, go win them. We're going to win. But you've got to understand, it's not going to be a bed of roses, but I'll guarantee you this. It is incalculably worse to bow to this thing. So I don't do what I do out of courage. I do what I do out of understanding how bad it is if we don't. It's called self-preservation. This is not heroic stuff here. It's default you should be going to Real Alex Jones and donating to Legal Defense. It's default you should go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements, T-shirts, spread the word, and empower your life and keep us on air and kick the New World Order's ass. I mean, when you don't support us, you're laying down to the enemy. You've got all the power. Use it. All right, I got to get these clips, and then I'm going to come back and show you some incredible stuff. I don't say this to pat people on the head and be patronizing. I say it because it's true. I say it all the time. I mean, I'm seeing women, men, Hispanic, Asian, black, white, all over the world that, you know, that speak English. I don't speak other stuff very well. I speak a little bit of Spanish. Just eloquently telling the perfect truth, kicking ass everywhere with massive audiences out of the gates. But I got to say, the black people, I mean, without even looking, I see like 10 or 12 badass nailing it. Some eloquent preachers, you know, some black comedians, black women, you know, just, I mean, I've got four or five clips. I should have sent more. I'm just black people freaking nailing it like holes in one. It was golf. I got one of those clips when we come back. Got a couple of them here. But I mean, New World Order, you got a problem. You got a problem. Got a big problem. And like I keep telling you, you need to give up right now. You need to run up the white flag, and we'll give you abstention. We'll ship you politically to an island. Like Napoleon. We'll give you a couple soldiers you can order around so you feel powerful. Because sending you to prison or Nuremberg toing you pushes you in a corner where you'll attack and blow the planet up. So we got a deal for you. Give up. Start blowing the whistles, one way to do it. To the lower level people. And for the establishment folks like Alexander Soros, go away. And we'll let you continue, you know, being with us here in the third dimension. And if you don't do that, well, I think you can look at the writing on the wall, can't you? And you understand I'm not a person that tells people things that I don't believe. In fact, I know that you will be destroyed. And I dislike you so much that I just want you off our backs. I'm not a vengeful person. I don't dream about you hanging at the end of ropes. I don't want to see you there in prisons, you know, upsetting the other prisoners, having to be close to people like you. I would really like to just see you go away. And I know you got a hunger to hurt us and a hunger to dominate us because you inherently are cowards and filth. But we are going to beat you. So I just need to give you a chance here to parlay, to send the signals that you're rolling over right now like Zuckerberg's done. As I said months before he did, I said, you're in that bunker. It's not going to save you. Everybody hates you. I mean, literally, they're 1 degree away from running around with burning torches and pitchforks in Kauai. Because everybody knows me. I mean, literally, and I mean, like, oh, come meet the chief. And I look it up, like, this is the actual last real Hawaiian chief. And I'm like, up the mountains, and nobody gets to go to. And they're like, oh, they're like telling me how much they hate Zuckerberg and everything. And everywhere I go, the tourists hate Zuckerberg, and the construction workers hate Zuckerberg. And all they're talking about is how they can't wait till everything goes under because the first thing they're going to do is go get Zuckerberg. And I go on there and I say, Zuckerberg, listen. You understand your bunker is a tomb. You need to roll over right now. I mean, my God, I probably had 100 people tell me how much they can't wait to, you know what. So I don't want that to happen to Zuckerberg. I just want you to go away. Just go away, Zuckerberg, okay? Bye-bye. Take your stolen loot, run off, act powerful. Do whatever you're going to do. Just get out of the way. We don't want to smash you. We don't want to, I mean, it's like, I see a cockroach outside my house. I don't step on it. But in the house, it's gross. It freaks out my wife and kids. And I kind of feel sorry for it. It's looking for some food. But I go ahead and step on it. Then I got a, you know, napkin and throw it in the trash. It's just, you know, just get out of my house. Just come on. A few times we've seen a cockroach. It's kind of by the door. I go, hey, you want to go outside? Yeah, why don't you just go on outside? That's a good place for you. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with all the clips and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
The
Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser t-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition t-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to give you some final points on the total political realignment and the inside fighting going on and how I think that's going to unfold if they continue on that trajectory. They may go back to the full apocalyptic scenario to keep control, but it looks like there's a lot of evidence they're disengaging. I also got a bunch of the political clips I just mentioned of people really seeing through Kamala and nobody they know is voting for her, and it's a total collapse. No amount of fraud is going to be able to put her over the top, in my view. not even the Secretary of State of Texas, saying illegal aliens can vote yesterday, that became one of the top stories out there. I mean, people are just blown away by how naked all this is. Oh, you didn't steal the 2020 election, but illegal aliens can vote in Texas? And they're announcing that all over the country in blue states, but now red states doing it? I mean, this is crazy. But I wanted to get an update on Hurricane Milton from the man that has the biggest church in the Tampa, Sarasota area, the river, and a good friend of mine, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He's on the phone because the internet's out. He had to travel hours just to get to a place where he could call in. He can't talk long, but he's saying what we're being told is not true. And I go over what their claiming's happening versus what he's seeing and what all his other pastors, he just churches all over the country and all the world. He has a huge staff, what they're seeing, and he's got an emergency system in there for his flock. They were going to have an emergency drill actually today there that was planned for months, and it turned out the drill wasn't needed because it actually happened. So Pastor Brown on Hurricane Milton joins us now via the phone. Pastor?
Hey, Alex. Crazy. First of all, I have been in contact with people from the Everglades all the way up to Jacksonville and right through the whole storm. This morning, I actually took a chainsaw and got my way out of my property onto the main roads, went all the way down to the church, an hour drive, went through my whole property, and then went over to my son's place, and I got back, checked on my cattle, and I'm back in my house. They're saying that a Cat 3 landed. I would say that the top winds were about 105 at the max, but those were wind gusts. Everything's intact at the church. If it had come through it as a 2 or 3, there would have been total devastation, I can promise you. But, I mean, everybody's reporting their houses are fine. Obviously, there's some flooding. Some of the places right in Sarasota that were slammed the last time, they're fine. So the backside of the storm had no rain, just wind. And there was all those tornadoes that they spawned over the thing. And I knew that it was fake last night because when the hurricane was landing, it just before it came on, the eye was perfect. And then it broke up and it became like what they called a croissant. And so it was like a reverse C, which then I knew it was over. And immediately the Weather Channel started talking about Daytona Beach and all the cities, West Palm Beach. They focused more on the tornadoes than they did the hurricane. And I watched where the eye was. I'm talking to people 20 miles north of the eye, and they told me everything's fine. Everything's great. Couple of things down, trees down, but everything's fine. So, yes, there are places that are flooded, but this was not a Cat 3 that went through the whole state. It was a Cat 5. We don't even know if it was a Cat 5 out there. But they speeded it up. They slowed it down to spread it out. And the moment they slowed it down, they broke the eye of the thing. And it backfired on them. So the whole thing was supposed to destroy Tampa. Obviously, this place is flooded. I'm not taking away from that. I've got truckloads coming in right now. I have a fuel truck being put on my property for helicopters to refuel. We've got surveillance. We're starting major food and hurricane relief. We're doing that right now, and tomorrow we'll be in full swing. In Polk County, I know over Lakeland they had a curfew because they don't want people riding when the roads are down and the linemen have not cleaned them yet, you know. But if you watch all the weather, Fox weather was bogus, and the Weather Channel was bogus. I mean, I was just shaking my head at this stuff. So we really thank the Lord that he really protected us. And no doubt, Tampa dodged what they said was going to be the storm of a lifetime that would do away with the city.
Well, so Helene went up the west coast of Florida, hit the most conservative area in the panhandle, and then went into the south, the main south, and it's now confirmed. We now have FEMA whistleblowers in Congress testifying that they were told to stand down and not bring aid. So that's confirmed, and Axelrod brags that it's going to help conservative areas. You know, the rural areas in the south are mainly conservative, upwards of 80% Republican voters. that they think that that would disrupt the election enough with now 25, 24 days left to ensure a Kamala victory. But I don't see that. We now have confirmed she's done it so much, it's definitely not gaffes, that Biden has been siding with DeSantis. He's been criticizing Kamala. He's been saying that she's a liar, that she wasn't part of the administration. Why do you think he's doing that? Now NATO's talking about a peace deal with Russia. I'm seeing a lot of signs that the globalists took us to the very edge of things, Pastor Brown, but now we're getting cold feet because everything they do blows up in their face.
They're trying to go in reverse. They're trying to put everything in reverse mode right now because they realize they overplayed their hand and everybody can see that what they're doing. There are more people awake right now, and obviously because of what you're doing, Alex, and have been doing for years, but there are more people awake right now to the truth of what's happening than ever before. So people are just shaking their head. I mean, even now I'm watching Fox Weather News. They're saying that a 100-mile-an-hour wind took down a crane, and that was right where the hurricane came on shore. So the most they can report is a 100-mile-an-hour wind. The rest is low, and everybody's reporting the exact same thing. So I don't have anybody saying, oh, it was terrible. We've never been in a storm like this. I have never heard that word. The comments I have heard is that there were so many tornadoes spawned. But there's even reports of people having dry ice drop out of the sky. So it looks like they were trying to drop dry ice into the eye. I don't know. I don't know what they were doing, but they were trying to manipulate this thing. So I know there's people angry. They don't believe that this stuff happens. But what we just saw with Milton was the biggest hype. And the problem being that no one's going to believe them again when they tell them to evacuate, because probably huge amounts of people evacuated and they go back to their home and their home's fine. So even the people down south in Naples, Fort Myers, coming all the way up, they said we were expecting a huge backlash of the winds and the water, just like it did 2 years ago, but it didn't happen. And even the water was sucked out of the bay and didn't really come back like it was supposed to. Houses that were flooded 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago with Helene, they didn't see it. They didn't see the flooding like it was then. So,
Pastor, let me ask you a question. I want you to make any other key points you've got. I've got to get back to your family and back to the church where you're doing incredible aid, always feeding the public and taking care of people. Just did an amazing job there in the community. Looking at this, the explosion of people understanding that the government's run by predators at the top, that weather weapons are real, LBJ footage of him as vice president, meaning they can control the weather then, Biden coming out saying it's ridiculous, there's no such thing as weather weapons, no one buying it, just absolute 99% hatred for the WEF, the UN, internal videos of the UN PR director saying everyone hates us now, everybody knows we're criminals, James O'Keefe hitting that footage a month ago. I mean, it's literally there. The Great Awakening's here. As you said, they're trying to put things in reverse. That's clear. They tried to kill Trump twice. That backfired. And I think they understand if they do kill Trump now, it's not going to work. So they're going to try to hand him the problems and then blame him for all the problems that are there. He's not being, handed a good situation. And I want to be clear. But now at my gut level, spiritual level, but also intellectually, I see it. Trump's going to win. Do you feel that in the spirit? You intellectually see that, Pastor Brown? You're a smart guy, as smart as I am, or smarter. And then what do they do then? Or is only one faction, when other different factions are trying to pull back, will other factions stage stuff and crises, thinking they're going to maintain control? Because, I mean, I don't think we're out of the woods yet, but I'm seeing major, as you said, they're trying to reverse their attacks.
Okay, so you got several scenarios here. You got Trump wins, then they collapse the economy or the dollar just like they've been wanting to do. Then they blame it on him. Meanwhile, he hasn't been in charge of that. Or they try to launch a nuclear situation and reverse what's going on, either blame it on Iran or blame it on Russia, which I know they're working on a peace deal, and they know that Trump will sort that whole thing out, and even Iran will be put into place. The problem being that all of the agencies, let me put it that way, the agencies that are running things from behind the scenes, because even the ones that are trying to surround the president, 45 right now, because they know that he's going to get in, some of them are not good. And the problem is they'll try to give him misinformation. So there's a lot of things. We're not out of the woods yet. But I don't know how Kamala can win. And I sure don't think Joe Biden wants to quit. So, I mean, you could see that evident yesterday, even with these announcements. And then why would he even mention weather weapons if they weren't doing that? He would just laugh it off as some conspiracy, but he didn't. He actually was kind of concerned about it. So, as you said, they're trying to backtrack, go in reverse, but I think it's too late for them. And obviously, I'm sure they'll continue to do what they did at the last election and every election, but I can't see them winning. Everybody can see through the lies.
You said on my show 6 months ago, we played the club, they're going to try to kill Trump. They did. But you said God's telling you that he's in control and that as long as we pray and take action, do the right thing, do what we're supposed to do, that God is going to confound them and confuse them. And that's what you said you were praying in Africa and in Europe and here at these giant revivals. Do you remember saying that?
I do. I do. And even Sunday night when the storm was coming, I gave a word to everybody that's on my Instagram page that the whole thing will not turn out like they think, that they're going to end up with dung on their faces, that the whole thing is going to backfire on them. And I said that Sunday night. So people in the congregation are referring to that, said pastors, just like you said. So we should have been erased off the map, according to pushing with the storm, and it didn't happen. So they didn't destroy the Eiffel Corridor. Disney's in a mess right now. Disney got flooded and wrecked and whatever, but there's many places, and I just talked to people in Lakeland area who were only 20 miles north of the eye, and they said, look, there's a lot of water, some trees are down, but otherwise everything's fine. Even my up at my cattle ranch, my barn had collapsed from the previous storm, which we're about to do a repair on it, and I went there. Now the barn is still like it was. There was no new damage to the barn. So anyway, I mean, again, I'm not saying trailers weren't destroyed and mobile homes weren't affected. Some people were displaced. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not making light of a wind of 105 miles an hour. I'm not making light of any of that stuff or the tornadoes that hit. But I am making light of the hype and everything that they said that didn't happen. I mean, we got a call from FEMA wanting to use our giant parking lots. And we said, you can't. How are you going to use our parking lots when we have trucks coming ourselves? What, are you going to take over our trucks? We said, we're sorry. You're going to have to use another place. So, I mean, our governor said that he would arrest anybody who's from FEMA who tried to stop relief work. So,
Pastor Brown, since you raised that governor clip, I meant to play it earlier. I'm going to play it now and get your take on it. You just mentioned it. Here's Governor DeSantis.
My job is to manage this process and lead the state through this. I am using every lever at my disposal, including federal government resources. I've marshaled all the agencies in the state government, and we're working like never before to supplement our local communities. I've got to get the job done, and that's what I'm focused on. Now, people have asked me about, you know, is FEMA going to do this? Just let me be clear, in Florida, we run the show. FEMA's not running the show. We will utilize them to support some of the things we're doing, but you are not going to see FEMA running amok in Florida. I know that's been out there on the internet. That is not going to happen. I'm the sheriff that's in charge here, and we will make sure to protect you. Don't worry about it.
Wow. I mean, the fact that that's what governors are supposed to do in the Constitution, and the fact that he's saying that is so strong. It just shows the political climate we're in, where we've got all these governors and attorney generals that are taking on the globalists. That's the old DeSantis I liked, Pastor.
Yeah, no, you're totally correct. But, I mean, he's reacting to the way FEMA handled the situation in North Carolina, where they were actually stopping the citizens from helping their neighbors. That's why he's reacting the way he is. So that's why he said they're not going to stop and hinder whatever they're doing. So anyway, we are in a major project right now with hurricane relief. We've got trucks coming in. I've got helicopters coming in, already doing scouting, and we're already in touch with many churches on the coast. So whoever we have needs and stuff, we're going to have trucks running all over the state. Yeah.
By the way, if nobody's ever been to the river, it's a gigantic complex. You've got all these, a fleet of buses, trucks. You've got huge farms, not just at the church with gardens, but you've got farms, and you're teaching young people how to be self-sufficient, literally how to change tires. You're the type of church we need everywhere. You're a real church.
Well, we try to empower the people and take care of the people to do the job and not be subject to waiting for the government to come and do everything for them. So that's obviously, the government has their place, but their place is not as our father or our mother.
Well, Pastor, I want to thank you, and you know, your nickname your wife has is wonderful, Ducky. And Ducky, we Ducky, we love you.
Hey, let me say this. You had to be a duck to wade through the water we had to wade through today. So, anyway.
Hey, I love that nickname.
I know you do. I know you do.
when your wife told my wife the nickname's Ducky, my wife turned red with laughter. You know why? That's my wife's nickname.
That's funny.
Call her Ducky. That's what Joe Rogan calls his wife, too. It's hilarious. But, hey, so we call our wives that. Your wife calls you that. All right, Pastor Brown, River.com. We love you. We'll see you.
All right, Alex. Bless you.
All right. Take care. Unknown factoids that Joe Rogan's nickname for his wife is Ducky. Mine's Ducky. One time I was on the phone like 4 years ago. My wife called, and I'm at the steakhouse, and I go, "All right, Ducky, I'll see you later." And he goes, "Ducky, who are you talking to?" He goes, I know Joe's wife, known her 20 years, but he goes, "That's our little nickname, Ducky." All right, I'm going to stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, let me try to get through as much of this news I haven't hit, because there's a lot of it. I got to be good. Because the problem is, each one of these I can do an hour on. But, it's just, ugh. Yeah, okay. This will probably take 15 minutes to the next hour, and then I'll take calls the last 45 on what I covered the first 30 minutes this hour. What I see is the enemy in reverse, disengaging everywhere. Is that a feint? I don't think so, because it's behind the scenes, too. Both on war, domestically, wanting a civil war, all their delusional crap, they're going to have a war with us and win when the majority hates their guts. I mean, dog don't hunt. They've got to have people dumb when they're cutting the food off and cutting the energy off and starting wars where they're the savior. But if people know they're the bad guys, it doesn't work. Now, I know you've heard me say this thousands of times over the years. We need to get in that position. We're at that position now. And anybody that's smart can see we're winning. That's why Elon Musk has joined us, everybody else. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Doesn't mean evil's been contained. But this big New World Order offensive, the wheels have fallen off. All right, let's start here. Let's start with comedian Eddie Griffin with his talk show, talking about Kamala. Here it is.
Ka-lion Harris. Ka-lion Harris. Look at it. This woman wanna play black so bad, she went and erased her grandmama and replaced her grandmama.
As you can see there, it says that she died in July of 1960. And so this is a huge scandal.
And her fake grandmama is this black woman who died 4 years before she was born. But in her book, she got a picture standing next to this dead woman with a smile on her face. I wonder how that happened.
Grandma Beryl died in 1960, 4 years before Kamala Harris was born.
And you gonna deny your real grandmama being up, showing up at your inauguration if you happen to get elected, which ain't gonna happen. Everybody I talk to don't like it. Ain't nobody gonna vote for you. Here's your choices, America. The liar or the crook. I think I might be going with the crook, goddammit. Yeah, the crook. He's got a lot of in him, y'all. He got three baby mamas. 43 felony cases and counting. Selling high top tennis shoes just like Michael Jordan. Got shot just like Tupac. The motherfucker gonna drop an album next. We'll be right back. So I don't know what the fuck you thinking of voting for Kamala. She's a puppet, y'all. Has zero experience. Nobody respects her on the world stage. You motherfucker crazy. Think that gonna be in charge? You know who's gonna be in charge? The government that just put a hurricane and killed American citizens. And now the Fed's saying there's no money left to respond to hurricanes. But there's plenty of money to send weapons and bombs and more money over to fucking Ukraine and Taiwan and everywhere goddamn else. All you federal motherfuckers. Charity starts at home.
The hottest clips I see on X are black people, man. I love it. New World Order is screwed, blued, and tattooed, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I got more of these clips coming up. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. Bombshell update. Afghan national arrested for plotting ISIS terror attack on election day. Worked for CIA. The Iranian hit team worked for the FBI. That's all mainstream news now. It's just all falling apart. FEMA whistleblowers expose higher-ups for refusing to give orders, delaying aid, and impairing volunteers to Congress. That's coming out. We got a bunch of other news. It's all coming up. Remember, the way this dog hunts is you supporting us. And I'm in the maximum emergency. It's on the news. They're trying to shut us down on the 13th. I got sponsors that need to get the capital for me to be able to continue on with the broadcast one way or the other, and the crew. That means the bandwidth, the satellites, the stuff. And let me tell you, I've got about 70% of it in place, and I don't have the money to be able to finish that up. So if we go off the air, I'm sure we'll get a bunch of money in then, because you'll understand how serious it is, but I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to like have the race start, and I got to wait 30 seconds before I can start running. I want to blast out of the blocks on the 13th, that's what we got to do. So fill up the tank, folks. Got great products you already need. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Incredible supplements like the new concentrated Irish sea moss with the super nutrients, the best iodine, everything. It'll blow you away. It's incredible for all ages. Get it right now. Get it up to 55% off and you get three bottles, 40% off and you get one bottle. And it's selling out quick at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get some of the great accoutrement as well and spread the word to the third dimension, the great T-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, and more. There's also Optimal Human, the very best green food out there with all the super nutrients as well. Optimal Human, thealexjonesstore.com. And then, of course, you can make a donation to Legal Defense Fund. I got the Democratic Party suing me at multiple levels in state court and federal court, and they have no cases, but if I run out of money, they win. So, I mean, I'm like, not bragging, I'm saying the equivalent, Muhammad Ali up against a Smurf or something. But if I don't have the funds, I can't get in the ring. So I'll never give up. But if you give up, I mean, they're going to really have some fun here. So I need your support right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Support the sponsor for the Legal Defense Fund. I want to thank all those that gave and ask those who haven't. $5, $100, whatever. It all goes to the fight. RealAlexJones.com for donations. Take action now, now, now. Now's the time for action, Jackson. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and RealAlexJones.com with the coordinates of resistance and victory. Hour number three, straight ahead.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, we care about humans. We are the resistance. Just remember, when the robots take all your family's jobs in a few years, we're here. We're here for the people. We're here for the humans. All right, we're standing up as hard as we can. Later, it's going to get bad. You'll break the conditioning then. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Understand? This is called Red Blood Rider. I did have a cup of coffee at lunch today. We went to brunch with these two guys and the wives. So this is called being alive. This is called being a man right here. Understand? I got lots of energy because I've got a purpose-driven life. The globalists are coming after our free society. We're fighting back, and we're winning. The info war, the globalists admit, is the operating system of the Trump revolution, whether he's going to follow it or not. This is the populism. You understand that? Liberty is rising. You understand how good it feels out here right now? You understand how high I am off being out here? This feels awesome. This feels fantastic. This is what it is to be alive. Our ancestors running around and stuff a lot colder than this, taking animals down and hauling them back to the women with the fires in the caves. Rawr, yeah, living. That's what it's about. I'm out here bathing in the night. Forest bathing yesterday. That's what it's all about. I don't need drugs. I hate cocaine. Did it a couple times in high school. I'm like, this is horrible. It's like an anxiety attack. This is what it is to take on the globalists and have Hillary attack you and Obama attack you and the communist Chinese attack you and call for your censorship.
See that dark heart. Show them the dark heart right there.
There it is, right. Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it. It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this incredible sea moss product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate Sea Moss. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate Sea Moss and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying. So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting the ultimate CMOS, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all. All right, I'm going to get the number out. Take your calls, cover a ton of news straight ahead. TheAlexJonesStore.com and donations to fight the globalists. RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. Try taking action. Most of you I know care, but some of you are on the fence.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
To hour number three. I'm going to go through a ton of news and clips and things I haven't hit interspersed with your phone calls. I'm going to open the phones up right now on two giant topics that you can work any comment in on these two big topics. If you heard me in the first half of the last hour describe the evidence that the globalists are now putting in reverse the Ukraine war, not just in public statements, but stuff leaking from behind the scenes and going for an armistice and a deal. You've got Biden. It's going on for a month, but it's certified now that he's against Kamala making deals behind the scenes. You've got a lot of this civil war, kill all the Trump supporter crap being dialed back by the Democrats. You've got Trump just 20 plus points ahead of the national polls. Battleground states 15, 20 points. I mean, this is just devastating. They already tried to kill him twice. They've done the math politically. If they do kill Trump, they're going to get the blame. It's everywhere. Almost everyone knows they've got weather weapons that are confirmed, and they think the hurricane was a weather weapon, which there's evidence the classic government planes were there. The path of behavior of both hurricanes has it written all over it. But the fact they're trying to deny this stuff even exists, when everybody knows it is real, is blowing up in their face. So they're finally understanding that they don't have a Midas touch where what you touch turns to gold. Everything they touch turns to defeat. So there's that big subject. Is it a feint? Like in a sword fight where you act like you're going to the right, you're going to the left and stab us? There's different factions that still can do some crazy stuff. And I've told you we're in a dire situation. I don't think you need me to tell you that. You can feel the danger. But I talked about it last week. I just, right before I went on air, I felt this huge weight lift off of me. And I just said, spiritually, not just intellectually, I see victory. And that doesn't mean all evil will be extinguished and everything's perfect. There's some utopia around the corner. But I did an interview yesterday, about a 40-minute interview with Dr. Drew, that I thought would be about medical stuff or something. I don't, you know, when I do interviews, I don't do pre-interviews. I don't talk about what I'm coming on about. I just, you want an interview, you got one. It's a big show. And if I like folks, think they're interesting, I'll do little shows. I don't care. And I can do 100 shows a day. That's another thing. These idiots think they try to take InfoWars off the air. I could not even be on the air and do 20 interviews a day and just do special reports, be even bigger. But I like the format. I like the crew. The enemy's obsessed with taking us off the air. And they're going to keep harassing me regardless. So, you know, whatever. I'm just going to continue on. But because I'm not a quitter. As Vince Lombardi said, winners never quit and quitters never win. Winners never quit and quitters never win. So that's how it works. But any way you slice it, as long as they can't convince us we failed, as long as they can't demoralize us, resistance is victory. So 33 days till InfoWars is sold. We can easily be outbid by the folks that are bidding and be shut down. And that's why I'm talking about supporting the sponsors like drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com that are not part of this system, that are sponsors that will help us continue on. And there's been a lot of busy beavering behind the scenes so that they won't be able to do that. But that takes our initiative, our work, our will to not back down, and it takes your support, thealexjonesstore.com, and your legal defense donations at realalexjones.com. I'm going to stop talking about that now and give the number out. So there's that big issue of the disengaging, the reversal. I asked Brown about that. He said he sees the same thing. Really smart guy, Pastor Brown, last hour. He's seeing the reversal as well, his term. And then, of course, all the hurricane news and the border news and the economic news and it now coming out mainstream media, what I told you day one, the Iranian plot to kill Trump was FBI run. The guys thought they were talking to the Iranian government. They were just idiots. They happened to be Iranian and Pakistan background. And it was the feds, and now the CIA is running this new guy that they just caught trying to kill everybody on Election Day. That article's on InfoWars.com. And everybody knows, you know, Governor Whitmer staged a kidnapping against herself with the same FBI unit that staged January 6th. And then the head of the unit, you know, gets caught beating up his wife at a swinger party. I mean, it's just, they're just, and a bunch of other ones got arrested. I mean, they're just crazy people. I mean, they've hired some lunatic psychopaths at the FBI that think they can take on America. And they're going to stage false flags and stuff, and then they're going to beat us. And then have, you know, 10,000 agents go out and arrest thousands of people and throw them in prison, little old ladies for holding American flags being waved in to the velvet ropes of the Capitol. All you've done is demonize yourselves. And it's all come out the feds ran January 6th. All you've done is destroy yourselves. And again, the average FBI agent, he's dealing with bank robberies and missing kids. And the average federal marshal, and even the judges are pissed. I mean, I talked to them, but they're all compartmentalized. It's special criminal units and special criminal Justice Department prosecution arms, District of New York, Southern District, District of D.C., that are doing it all. It's a handful of scum, and it's Jamie Raskin. Oh, we'll have civil war and kill them all, and, you know, and I've got more clips from The View, how they're just going to kill all the Trump supporters and crush Trump like a bug, and his wife wants him taken out, and University of Kansas professor on video says, kill all the Trump supporters, line them up and shoot them. You want to see that video? I'll get to it after calls. It just goes on and on and on. And anybody that's been in real fights is like, we don't want to fight with you. We just want to live our lives and live in a free country and... But see, if you're a weirdo lawyer, Raskin, that can hardly walk, to him, it just feels really powerful to think, you know, it's like Swalwell and Biden have said, well, the right wing wants a civil war, which we don't. We want to take our country back. They're going to call that civil war as we peacefully do it. We'll use F-18s on you and F-16s. And Swalwell, we'll use nukes on the cities. I thought the cities are your people, you dumb bastard. You don't use nuclear weapons in a civil war. I mean, they don't know anything about this stuff. They're crazy. They're stupid. They're incompetent. And they've got big banks and BlackRock behind them, and they can weather weapon and crush cities and put people in debt and cut off energy and, you know, start all these wars to consolidate more power and have a global lockdown and blow the third world and flood us with the populations. But as I've said, if people understand it wasn't the virus killed tens of millions of starvation, it was the lockdowns. It wasn't the virus caused these giant migrant floods. It was the lockdowns. 9 out of 10 they asked say, there's no food. They closed all the farms and factories. If you read the UN documents from the North American Union meeting in Banff, Canada, 2006, that Judicial Watch sued and got, Lou Dobbs covered, rest his soul. Hard to believe that great guy's gone, still with us. And, I mean, those documents are like, we're going to use viruses and use that to shut down the third world and collapse them into the West, and then we'll use the migrants to be the new political underclass and to vote out the indigenous. I mean, it's all there, the replacement migration, all of it. We have the enemy's plans. And so they gaslight us and go, there's none of that happening. We all know they're lying. We just move on and take back our governments, throw their asses out, and move forward. And that's where we are. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Huge subjects, the election, the globalists trying to kill Trump through Iranians and Afghans and Pakistanis, and all of it coming out, and FEMA whistleblowers in Congress is all staged, and they ordered them not to help people. Oh, see? How are you going to cover that up now? Just like the whistleblowers in the government from the federal marshals and the Border Patrol and the others about smuggling the kids. So they can sit there and they can deny this stuff all day, but we already know they're liars. She can deny that she wants to ban fracking. She can deny she wants to shut down coal plants. She can deny she wants to take your guns. She can deny. It's all lies. She never worked at McDonald's. Her family are famous slave owners. She's not black. Lies, on top of lies, on top of lies. She didn't call DeSantis. He didn't call her. Now she says, well, I've talked to governors. I mean, imagine, she gets up on TV last week and says, I've talked to DeSantis. DeSantis, like, no, I never talked to her. And then she says, well, I mean, I talked to other governors. Why would you tell a lie like that? Because they think it's the old days, they can get away with it. Just like Tampon Tim in the debate. You said that you were in Tiananmen Square when it happened, and that's not true. You were in the United States. Well, I'm a veteran and a father and a coach, and I'm a good guy, and I love America. Well, you didn't answer the question. I'm a knucklehead. It's not true. Nyeh. But I will put tampons in the boys' bathroom. I mean, what type of freakazoids are doing this? That's all CIA. Tavistock Institute. Look it up. They want to just fry society. And they're like, well, if we dump all the chemicals in the food and water that feminize the boys, well, then tell them how cool it is that we made them mutants. Don't be mean to the little boys. You know, don't give them testosterone replacement because they got stunted by the chemicals. You know, the average American male has about 80% lower testosterone than a male in 1950. Instead of addressing that, saying, oh, maybe these boys that are effeminate should be given testosterone replacement. Kind of like if someone's a dwarf. Or a midget. Dwarves are actually, it's a genetic issue, but the dwarves are, midgets are actually small but anatomically correct. They give them growth hormone, and then they grow up like they're supposed to. So if people are hit by chemicals, first we take the chemicals out, because they got chemicals that don't do this, they did it on purpose, and then there's programs, and the medical system can make money actually helping the children with the hormone replacements they need. But instead they go, oh, we already made you kind of a girl. How about we really give you the chemicals? But you won't really be a girl. You'll be a mutant. And then they make it cool and organize the mutants to love how they were made to be mutants and then organize them to be mad at the rest of society. And you go to a Democrat event or one of their pride parades, I mean, it's a mutant parade. And I don't hate the mutants. I mean, none of us are as masculine as our grandfathers. I don't care what color you are. You lived in a Western country under this chemical deluge, particularly America. You know, you've been hit by it. So take a look at men in the 1950s in photos or film footage. Eat like pigs, smoke cigarettes. They all look like they're in great shape. No, almost no fat people. A fat person was rare. A kid with cancer was rare. Now you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit it. It's because the average male testosterone is 80% lower than it was in 1950. Look it up. Sperm counts are down 96%. They're killing us. Girls going to puberty at 9 now. The average age used to be 14. Girls get hyperfeminized. Boys get feminized. And they go, oh, well, Junior isn't very masculine. Junior isn't into sports. Junior, well, you know what? Let's stick Junior in a dress and give him hormones and later cut his dick off. That's real nice. Oh, look, this frog is attracted to males now because it's been given atrazine. Well, here, let's just go in and cut its male organs off, make sure the job's done. All right, let's go to your phone calls. The toll-free number, 877-789-2539, as I said. We're talking to Sean, Will, Alvin, Jay, Jeff, Evan, Chandler, and others. Sean in Oklahoma, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? I've been watching you since the early 2000s, actually the late 1990s up in Canada on Skip in the middle of the night. But I wanted to talk
specifically about... What was Skip? I know people, fans, like I said, would air our stuff everywhere because I said it was free to air. What's Skip?
Well, so what happens is you get an atmospheric condition where the upper atmosphere is incredibly cold.
Oh, you're talking about getting, you're talking about cold weather where you can hear AM stations 1,000 miles away. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk today. I've been married to my wife for 20 years now, and I'm sure I'm not the only person out here that's experiencing this, but it's really not being spoken of a whole lot. Married to my wife for 20 years. We got married in Saskatchewan, Canada, decided to move back to Oklahoma, and did that 5 years ago just when COVID hit. We have been doing everything legally. We have been not using the dole, not using the system, using our own monies, finally scrounged up after absolutely decimating our savings and our retirement funds, scrounged up enough money to submit for immigration, and then last week was told that I have to get the COVID shot. Now, it's really interesting because we've got 14 million immigrants that have come in that have no shots whatsoever. We have a government that says that they have discontinued the mandatory shot, but if you go on their website, it actually says they've discontinued the mandatory shot in regards to a government edict, but they've given over to the CDC the responsibility and will follow the requests of the CDC. And the CDC says...
Okay, well, let me stop you, Sean. This is a big story, and if you want to off-record, we'll get your name and number. If you want to send us documents or black them out, we'll cover it, because I know that they're still trying to make military take it, though they claim the mandate's gone. They're still trying to make nurses and doctors do it. But it's big news that they would tell the husband of a woman who's been here for many years and is naturalized, they're supposed to expedite that, cannot become a U.S. citizen unless her husband takes an experimental shot. They're now trying to mandate it for newborn babies.
Yep.
There it is. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. So the illegal aliens are exempt, even in the height of them trying to claim it was the law and intimidate and firing hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors. But you're saying, so I want the specifics. What did the documents say? Who told you this? This is outrageous. You need to go to your congressman or woman. And I want to do a report on this. And I want listeners, I believe you, but just send your proof. I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happened to a bunch of people. To showtips@infowars.com. And I'll put you on hold after this if you want to give us your number and stuff. And we'll, because I want to do a story on this. So I'm going to start over with your story. This is huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, really what it is my wife is actually a North American native. She's a Creek Indian member. She works for prominent individuals. And at the same time, this type of thing happening, they really don't care. You know,
but who's trying to tell you that that you've got to have shots? Tell me.
USIC, United States Immigration, Homeland Security. I've got the paperwork. They sent me notification through my lawyer. What was that? Last night at about 7:59 is when I got the paperwork.
And then you get to have your wife live here, but you get to play Russian roulette and have them implant you with a prion, self-replicating nanotech technology. Yeah. Read it to us on air. I want to hear this.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just open it up here, and I'll read it to you.
It's a big deal, folks. Yeah, behind the scenes, they only got 3% uptake on the 10th booster, but this is what the crap they're pulling. Do not submit to this. You need to sue them. You need to let them know you're going to go to the media. This is outrageous. These are bullying criminals have been given the mandate because they want to get one more person sterilized or dead.
Let me see if I can find it real quick here for you. Rescue law firm.
Oh. And this, just take your time. And this is what they do, crap like this, through the system. But if you want to come here illegally, just the skids are all grease, free goodies, everything's wonderful, just vote Democrat. You try to do it the right way, you can't. Absolutely insane. Did you find it yet?
I'm getting there.
Take your time.
I normally have it on my phone, and I'm going to my iPad, so I just have to open it up here.
Oh, there it is. They found it. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. COVID-19 vaccination required for immigration medical examinations. Oh, they won't see you or your wife until you've done this, so they're, quote, safe, even though it erases your immune system, it doesn't protect you from COVID.
That's
that is
right.
Outrageous. Wow, there it is.
Yeah, and most people have no idea that that's what's said. They just took it at face value that the government has turned around and that they've removed it. And so everybody should be able to come into the country. That's how they're allowing the illegals to come into the country, is because they're saying, oh, yeah, well, we don't have to mandate it. We've removed that mandate. We have 97% efficacy with the shot, and so it's okay if they come in because they're really not going to affect it based on percentages, which is total crap. I mean, it is total crap that they're not going to affect it, but it's also total crap that they'd be lying to the people like
they
that.
They just admitted in the biggest study ever, 1.7 million children, British government funded, Oxford, Harvard was involved, seven universities, that all the children that have all these new heart problems, blood clots, myocarditis, were caused by the shots. It is official as of 2 days ago. We already knew this, but there it is.
Well, and I'll also tell you, you know, I'm probably putting myself out there because they're going to be able to identify me if I give too much information, but the reality is my son actually received the shot, and he died two times on the table at the age of 30. With heart attacks, and they brought him back both times.
Jeez.
And the doctor in Canada actually said to him, this is directly because of the shot that you took. You're suffering from myocarditis. You can never take that shot again.
Well, I was about to say, if you don't want to sue them or threaten them, they say in the document, we just showed it, if there's extenuating circumstances, just have a doctor say that you and your wife, you know, separately have had bad vaccine reactions before. That's true. Most people have gotten sick from a shot. And then so they leave escape valves. So you can either go up against them. We need Congress and Trump to act against it. Trump said he'll kill all the mandates. Or you can, there's different ways to skin a cat. Don't take that shot.
Yeah, no, I have no intention of doing it. It's just a matter of what they're going to do in reaction to it. So what it says is this. It says what you need to do. You must provide the following information in order for us to make a decision. This is based on my application for an I-485, which is a change of status, so that I'm here. It's gray area, but so that I'm here, I guess you'd call it legally, but I'm not here illegally. It says submit the completed I-693 reported immigration medical examination and vaccination record. A USIC civil surgeon must complete the signed form and must also give the form. And it goes on to give you all the details of it. And again, I'll send it to you. The civil surgeon must use this concurrent form of I-693 that is on the USCIS's website. So it is an official documentation of the USCIS. Civil surgeons must use, and it's the most current version, of the 039-2023, and then they go on to say this. Reminder, effective October 1st, 2021, applicants subject to the immigration medical examination must complete the COVID-19 vaccine series before the civil surgeon can complete immigration medical examination and sign Form I-693. This applies to Form I-693 signed by a civil surgeon on or after October 1st. Please return this form in an envelope with this letter, et cetera, et cetera. Important warning. Only a designated civil surgeon authorized by USCIS to conduct medical examinations is qualified to complete the Form I-693. Surgeon must sign this form. Signatures of nurses and physicians will not apply. When you apply and complete and sign the original 693, must be sealed in a separate envelope with the Surgeon General and sent. If you do not do this...
Yes, sir, we found the document. All right. Well, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, Sean. We got it all proven right there for folks. Thank you. And I was actually aware of this. I remember it while he was saying it. That's kind of off topic, but I guess it deals with immigration things, and I'm glad we took the call, but we're going to move on to other callers after the break, and I'm going to move quicker so I get to everybody. I can't spend 10 minutes for the next caller, but that was a great call. Because you see, it's still all going on. It's still all happening. I have stacks of articles here about cytokine storms, heart attacks, mass deaths. I've got more articles and studies out on the poison shots, and notice they're just not stopping, and they're coming after the babies. That's why we've got to stay on air. That's why this broadcast is imperative. It's a no-brainer. Just think about that for a minute and say, wow, I'm going to go get great supplements and T-shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. That's simple. I'm going to go to drjonesnaturals.com and get Next Level Foundational Energy and Rocket Rest and Top Brain, the great nootropic. I'm going to get Cabo Chill at 60% off. It is a depressant, but it relaxes you during the day with clean focus, and at night makes you sleep better. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. That's another great sponsor that's going to keep us on the air one way or another if you support us. Great products. You need them now. drjonesnaturals.com. And if you want to make a straight donation to the Legal Defense Fund, which we've got to continue to expand, if you want us to stay on air, go to realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
got a fight on their hands now, don't they? We have the initiative. We're winning the war. Humanity's not as easy to defeat as they thought, because we've got God on our side. Thursday bombshell broadcast. Biden's attempt to deny weather weapons existence blows up in his face as interviews with American presidents confirming the existence of weather weapons and their use emerge. Must watch, share, live edition of the Alex Jones Show. The broadcast tyrants hate. The broadcast the people love. And I love you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And their attempts to silence the work of InfoWars will only make us stronger if we the people take action. All right, let's go back to the calls. Alvin in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome. You're calling on the election.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, so you talked about Greenville earlier, and I wanted to say that really resonated with me, you know, because I've been thinking a lot about how we should be thinking a little more positively, and I think we should worry less about what might happen if there are issues with the hurricane ravaged areas not being able to vote due to the devastation. You know, because the GOP and the Republicans have been working hard at the local level to get in election officials that are there ready to deny certification of the vote. And I wanted to just point out to all the listeners this great video. It's like 45 minutes long, but it goes full deep dive into the GOP's efforts to protect election integrity this year. And, you know, it talks about what Christina Bob is doing and things like that. And just go to somemorenews.com and look at the latest video. It's a YouTube redirect, but somemorenews.com. somemorenews.com, and the latest video from Cody there is gonna let you know everything that the GOP
they've been pulling millions of illegals and dead people off the ballot. I mean, millions and over a million and a half in Texas last month. It's happening in Nevada. It's happening in Georgia. They're just finding it. It's proof. It's right there. And then, but then you got the Texas Secretary of State saying, "Oh, illegals, you know, people with a non-citizen ID can vote." So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and somemorenews.com in that latest video, they go deep dive into that million people that Texas pulled off the rolls, and how only like 6,000 of them actually were undocumented people, and 950,000 of them were just change of address issues and dead people. So, you know, they highlight everything that the GOP has been doing.
All right, I appreciate your call. I got it. Yeah, I don't think that'll be what it is when we go look at it. But thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Illinois. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So here's the first thing I want to say. It has to do with realalexjones.com. Everybody should be out there donating. This seems to me to be the most crucial thing. My little blurb there says InfoWars products are awesome, but the essential truth is the broadcast is the indispensable product. Where else can you get so much cutting-edge real news? Nowhere. Now is the time for direct donations to keep the evils of Soviet-style lawfare from succeeding in establishing a slavery precedent in America by taking Alex Jones's name. If they can do it to him, they will do it to us. Still with me?
I am. I just want to be clear. I agree with you. Everybody better be spending money supporting Trump, myself, and others. And Musk has got it covered. Tucker's doing great. I love them. We're in battle. I mean, the enemy's been targeting me more than anybody else except Trump. And and it's been a long fight. I mean, they've already shut down a bunch of other people quicker, but it's because you've stood with me. So this is do or die. This is the real deal. The AlexJonesStore.com is key to support the donations. We really need those to go up. It'll easily be $1 million the next 6 months. That sounds like a lot. It's not fighting these people. They're spending millions a month, folks, literally trying to shut us down. Total harassment. We've got good lawyers that go, you know, with teams with low prices that do it, but they're filing stuff almost every day. It is just a deluge, and people stand with us. We stay on air. If you don't, we won't. It takes money to win wars. Anything else?
Yes. My point has to do with the election, the hurricane damage to ravages areas out there in the Northeast and along the East Coast. What people can do all across the nation to help help offset and hopefully turn states that are purple into actual red states is to get friends, family, get people they don't know, just get out there and make sure that they're taking Trump voters to the polls in all these other states. And we should be able to tip some states that would not have necessarily gone for Trump that could serve to offset in the event that there is a problem with getting people to the polls or getting votes counted and everything in places like North Carolina. And I think you should get behind that and maybe run it up the chain as far as to Trump and everybody else and just make it clear that this is a way that we and all the other states can actually support Trump and make sure that there are other states that do end up flipping that might not otherwise have flipped just by being more proactive.
Brother, thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate your call. Let's move quickly now. Jeff in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff from Kansas, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Sorry. I just had to, first of all, I want to plug the Alex Jones store.
Okay, go ahead.
I just ordered the white We Are Not Descended from Fearful Men hoodie. I got the green Save the Frog shirt, and then the fundraiser classic InfoWars black and red shirt. So I encourage everyone to do it. They're going to look great. I'm going to look great driving around in that truck as well. On to the point that I wanted to make, actually similar to what the previous caller said. I'm not familiar with the video that he referenced, but I was wondering, I trust the cabal and with what the Secretary of State in Texas said. I would encourage Republican voters to confirm that they are still registered in case they were part of that purge. And I wanted to plug into the Alex Jones and the audience supercomputer and just get your feedback on that.
I don't know if it's a supercomputer. I just study this all the time. What's your question specifically?
The question is, do you think the Republican voters could have been swept up in some of these states that are purging the voter rolls?
I mean, nothing is a perfect system. The Democrats are openly saying they want illegal aliens to vote. They've been registering them to vote everywhere. And Zuckerberg created a giant database for $450 million of dead people, of illegals, and folks that have moved out of state or out of district. And so, I mean, I would imagine some Republicans might have been swept up in this. But they've got also states like Arizona saying that it doesn't matter if they found a bunch of dead people and illegals on the voting rolls. First it was 100,000, then 200,000, now 300,000. And so they're trying to keep that in there. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Eben in California. Eben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. It's nice to talk to you again. I wanted to point out that I do think you're right. My spirit and my mind, I do think that they're not going to stop Trump. And now what I'm thinking about is like Kirk Elliott's been talking about. I think they're going to try to crash the banking under Trump. I think they're going to turn up 5G, create cytokine storms, crush a lot of the people that got the vaccine. I think they're going to use ICANN with a website registration to start shutting down websites and doing a lot of that type of stuff to sabotage the nation. That's what I see coming next, because I do think that Trump's on a move. And I wanted to point out something, if I can, on a separate topic. I'm the Evan Knight Show on X. And about 10 months ago, you recommended I should write a book on the essentially on what they're doing to culture in America and stuff like that. And I'm going to be releasing a book next month, so the Evan Knight Show on X. I wanted to point another thing out, if I could quickly, that I've heard nobody talk about, but on Andrew Tate's X site, he's trying to get his supporters, and you can go to the Evan Knight Show, you'll see the video, where he tells his supporters to have sex with men if they look like Megan Fox, but don't have sex with fat, unattractive women. And I just, it curled my blood. I couldn't believe that he was, millions of followers, he's now the guy telling boys to have sex with men.
Well, I didn't see that, and if he said that, I disagree with that. I appreciate your call. A lot of interesting calls we're getting today. One of them earlier was a seminar call, but that's okay. That stuff happens. Will in California. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Loving the vitamin mineral fusion, by the way. But there's just too many anomalies going on in red areas. Why is it that the election fraud evidence always favors one party? Why are the vaccine batch and lot numbers abnormally affecting red states? Now we got Maui, Texas, and now Wyoming with wildfires that are destroying small business and agriculture. We've got hurricanes in Appalachia and Florida. Remember, Lyndon Johnson said in 1962, he who controls the weather controls the world. When are the scales going to tip in the opposite direction, buddy?
Well, there's no doubt that they develop weather weapons. There's no doubt they're engaged in major weather modification. We already documented that in the last few days. I'll do it some more in a minute. But cutting off thousands of sub-pipelines, dozens of large ones like Keystone, one of the biggest in the world, blowing up the Nord Stream, all of that crushes economies. And when you're the private central banks with their front group BlackRock, when everybody else gets poor, they can buy everything up and control people. And Larry Fink of BlackRock said, we're making people poor so we can control their behavior. So we have all their admissions under the Great Reset. They want to make us poor. And then people will look at, you know, the policies in California with the rewilding the last 30 years to not clean out the brush. You know, Trump called it raking the forest. They made fun of them. That's what it's called in Europe. You know, most areas of Europe, they have forestry service people that, you know, keep it all, you know, very, very clean on the ground so that fire doesn't race through and destroy everything if you don't do that. So all over the country, you've got some areas that are 85% federal lands, and they're not allowing forestry. They're not allowing anything to be, you know, cut. The fire roads, the fire breaks aren't being put in. And so that's a big problem. I mean, you take Austin, Texas. Why don't we have one of the best greenbelt systems in the country? Well, we've got cliffs and mountains and hills and creeks and rivers where you know, and they pass laws because you can't really build houses there anyways very well, that would be a big greenbelt through the middle of the city. But what do people use as the paths to get into those? And most people don't even know how to use these. They just use little public entrances that were put in by the county and the city. I looked at a map decades ago of where are the fire breaks in Austin built in the 80s. They haven't upkeep these much. A lot of them have grown over. Some they upkeep for the power lines and things. I'll go, and there's one close to my house. I go on Barton Creek and can hike 2-3 miles in both directions. Totally gorgeous, and I've been going down there where I live for 10 years, this one spot, for 11 years. I've seen people maybe 7-8 times. Cliffs, beautiful oak trees, gigantic deer, foxes, coyotes, armadillos, and it's a half mile from my house. I walk down the road, go down to the woods, and then there's an entrance right there off the side of the road, and it was put in by the county fire department, and they actually upkeep it, and I just walk down miles of beautiful forest, and it's all cut there. So that's not being done in most areas now, though, okay? So that if a fire comes through, it'll jump across all that because there's not a fire break. So you're absolutely right, but people have to know why that's happening. I said it 2 days after it happened in there in Maui, in Lahaina, because I've been there many times. Love that. I'm well watched there, stayed there. You know, just great, great folks there. One of the oldest, you know, modern areas where the British first had their main shipping station for whaling and also had their first post office there. So that's why their flag, you know, in Hawaii is basically the British flag as it comes from that. And BlackRock bought it 8 years ago, or now 9 years ago. And they just said, we're no longer upkeeping old technology. They did not cut back all the brush on the power lines. Well, the wind comes in. It's very dry. Knocks the power lines down. They leave the power on. It ignites all the fires and burns down the town. And now it's been confirmed that's what did it. So they literally, when you're there in those areas controlled by BlackRock, where they own the private power stations, they do not upkeep it. So great point, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, just that the whole agenda, it should swing in other directions, but it always seems to go, just like when they find votes. They're always going one direction. Their agenda includes a humiliation ritual, it seems.
Well, they're trying to break our will. Remember, they control all the finances. They have unlimited money. So they've got to bankrupt you, shut down society, destroy cities with hurricanes, all of it, to get people deeper into debt. And then the globalists come with their free money. It's free for them, not for us, and take control. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Chandler in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
All right, brother. Welcome.
Thank you. So I kind of just wanted to speak on something that you were kind of talking about at the beginning of the show, just kind of a general sense of optimism, you know, leading into this election. I think, you know, they've been playing their hands so heavily that, you know, the awakening is just accelerated to a ridiculous extent. And I think we might win this, you know, and no matter what they pull, I mean, on a long enough timeline, our side wins. It's just a matter of how bad it's got to get and what we have to go through to get there.
And let me back you up there. They said in documents I read 25 years ago, 12 years ago, 14 years ago with Operation Lockstep and others, that their ultimate ace card, their ace of spades, would be a virus and then the response to it and lockdowns and societal control and vaccine IDs, and then basically use that as a martial law shoehorn to get martial law in place and then never remove it. And it worked for a little while, but backfired massively, and that's what's caused the super awakening now. So they've already played their king card. All only else they have is mass power outages, cyber attacks, nuclear war, crap like that. But people will now blame them because they understand what they've done, and they've read the documents, and Klaus Schwab bragging about it. So if they try it, they get the blame. Again, they can only execute these crises if they can pose as a savior. Well, now that they're known as the villains, it doesn't work. See how they have been put in a very bad position?
Correct. Exactly. And it's shows like yours and like Steven Crowder and Tim Pool and others that, you know, the others don't really go as deep as you do on exposing these things, but, you know, they're kind of more mainstream and get out there a little bit more. And, you know,
I love them all. Up. I mean, I love everybody. And I love Steven Crowder and I love Tim Pool. But I mean, the thing is, their audience is going where I'm going, so that's where they're going. And the evidence is there. I mean, look, people aren't ashamed to say it's weather weapons. It's a fact. And then when they attack MTG or others, they go, yeah, it's weather weapons. Let's investigate it. And they're like, oh, no, let's not do that. Yeah, let's have hearings about weather control. Let's bring in all the whistleblowers. Let's bring in all the documents. Let's play clips of presidents admitting it. It doesn't work. Again, for all their propaganda saying there's no such thing as weather weapons, we've got probably 50-1 superiority with all the viral clips showing their admissions previously. The hearings, the documents, the whistleblowers, all of it. So you can't have History Channel and Discovery Channel for decades admitting they control the weather and all the treaties they can control the weather and all the damn planes flying around doing it everywhere and then sit around and go, oh, that doesn't exist, doesn't exist. It's just like, again, it's like Kamala. Trump's like, hey, you said banned fracking last week. No, I didn't. You're crazy. I mean, it doesn't work. We all know she said it. Anything else, sir?
Right, and I would just add to that, you know, now that we've been primed by the whole COVID thing, you know, it just Streisand affects all of it. Everything they try and cover up, it's just now that everybody's primed to question the authorities, everybody, you know, you're digging into it more, and you think, oh, if they're saying this isn't true, well, it probably is then.
That's the thing. If And I believe the Earth's flat. I mean, I'm joking. I believe the Earth is round. You know it is. I've looked at other planets, the sun. They're spheres. You can see that. But people distrust the system so much, they believe, you know, some believe it can be flat. If the government came out and said the Earth was flat, then the flat earthers wouldn't believe it. So, I mean, again, if the government said water was wet, people would suddenly think it wasn't because it's so discredited. And that's why they don't get their attacks on me, and I'm far from perfect, but I try to tell the truth. I make a lot of mistakes, but I'm accurate way more than them because they're lying on purpose. Their attacks only make me bigger. And so they're just like, well, just take him off the air. We'll just put him in prison. They just spent the last 2 years with three different outside accounting firms trying to find fraud and having me audited and trying to just find fraud with my dad. And the IRS went, well, this is rare. Here's $4.3 million tax return. Now, I was in bankruptcy, so it went right into that. But over the last 4 years when they did that, we were overpaying taxes over $1 million a year. Okay? So, because this operation has never been about, I've always said to the CPAs, I know the IRS is a fraud, it's unconstitutional, I get all that, but I'm a target. So I have top firm, totally respected, and they advise, don't even take these exemptions. Don't even take this stuff. You're a target. And then sure as hell, they came in here and they're like, well, we overpaid taxes. I mean, they're so pissed. They went on TV and said, I have hundreds of millions of dollars hidden. Where is that now? They had the Justice Department in my depositions at least seven times. In person. and on Zoom read me the U.S. code that if I say one thing wrong, they're going to charge me with fraud. And I go, I don't even balance my checkbook. I have a CPA and an accountant. Go talk to the company. And again, it's not like I'm John Gotti that was a gangster getting away with it, going, ah, screw you. You didn't get me this time. I'm a totally straight lace. But again, they are so pissed, brother. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And look, folks, and yes, I am still planning to sue the FBI and CIA. That all came out like 9 months ago, and I've got 2 years to do it. But I've got to secure the operation. I've got to, you know, move on. You know what convicted them was the FBI getting up and asked, well, what created these lawsuits? It's all shows. The FBI head counsel connect goes, I did. I went around and got everybody together. We sued them. Did Alex Jones ever say your name and even his crew? Did he ever talk about you? No, no. Well, what happened to you? Well, one reporter called to see if I was a real person once. Oh, was Alex Jones involved? No. $133 million, he won. That's why I laugh when they did it. You know, $1.5 billion. And I laughed when the verdict came in live on air. Yeah, I flew back before the verdict because I knew it was all rigged. And the judge had said, I'm going to put you in jail for 6 months for contempt of court if you say you're innocent or anything again. My lawyer said, you got to leave. She put you in jail. I was supposed to be able to stand the next day I left. A couple days after that, they have the jury's out for a day. They come back. And then the left comes back and goes, $1.5 billion is not scary enough to scare everybody off from freedom. And so they asked in court for $2.67 trillion. Bloomberg AP, look it up. They said, we want $2.67 trillion. That's the exact GDP of India with 1,400,000,000 people. There it is. That's Lowell, Connecticut news. Shannon families want 2.75. I said 2.67. See, my memory. Sorry. It's worse than I said. It's billions more than I said. I'm sorry. See, usually it's worse than I say. See, you hear me say 2.whatever trillion. It's just, that's not true. Well, there it is. Put it back on screen. That's the local Connecticut newspaper, the News Times. Sandigan family suggests $2.75 trillion additional damages to punish Alex Jones' evil conduct. Lying about WMDs, tripling sanctions, killing millions of Iraqis, that's all good. 325,000 missing kidnapped children by the government, that's all fine. Alex Jones' punitive damage phase begins. Sandigan family's lawyers asked for $2.75 trillion, excuse me. $2.75 trillion. Bloomberg headline, pull that up. Sandy Hook family seek $2.75 trillion. I mean, why not a gazillion? Why not a, how about infinity? Alex Jones could face even more penalties, nearly $3 trillion. Forbes. Man, I want to frame those and put those on the wall. When they had that fake verdict where I was already found guilty, I had $3 million in the bank from because I got a house. Actually, Elon Musk realtor, great guy, great conservative. And he said, listen, these people want to sell this house. They can't fix it. They built it. It's beautiful, but he's out of money. I could buy this myself. He goes, but I want to help you. He goes, you need to buy this house for $2.5 million. He goes, I think it'll double in 1 year. He calls me up about 3 years later. He goes, we've hit the top of the market. You need to sell it right now. I'll get you $7 million right now off market. And so I paid what I had on the house, got the $3+ million, put it all right into this operation. But when they were on the news saying that I had hundreds of millions of dollars and telling the jurors that I got it from the Sandy Hook people that I hardly ever even talked about, what a joke, when they were suing me, running PR ads, doing fundraising off my name, saying, he's attacking us, give us money, our children. I mean, just literal stalking, saying I was stalking them. I had $3 million in the bank 2.5 years ago in that trial, fake trial, and I already owed my lawyers more than that. So I was upside down, and both judges had been given the documents, and they said, we don't care. You got $300 million.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing
mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a final little news blitz I want to do as we introduce Drew Hernandez at 6 after. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. You were mentioning the weather control stuff. And if you go on YouTube and go to vignettes of early radiation workers from the MIT vault at the 50-minute and 11-second mark, you can see John G. Trump, Trump's uncle, talk about the cyclotrons you talk about and show pictures of them. They're pretty amazing. But I called in more so about
About cyclotrons, the precursors of superconducting supercolliders.
Yes, yes. And it's a pretty long interview, too, with John G. Trump. You can see how big the Trump family brains are. It's about an hour long on YouTube.
Yeah, what's the name of that? I know about his uncle, but what's the name of the video?
Vignettes of early radiation worker from 1978.
Yeah, your phone's distorting. What's the first word?
Vignettes.
Vignettes of early radiation workers
from the MIT vault in 1978.
Got it. Keep going.
And then I think the election this year is going to be like a scene from Three Amigos. You know, it's going to be like four white guys, like 100. Latino, South American, Mexican people. So I think that's how they're going to try to cheat, and that's why they're pushing Kamala and everything, is because I think it's a complete rig job.
Yes, but they don't, go ahead. The numbers, they can only steal between 7 and 10% of what's baked in. So bigger landslide than that, he wins. I believe Trump's going to win.
I hope so, too, and as long as we have a fair election, it's not like some banana republic, I think that will be the case.
Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Love you, man. So I'm calling to talk about, I guess, kind of what's next. And, you know, I would say that I can't imagine a manufactured crisis where they wouldn't be blamed at this point. But I also don't have confidence in them to be, you know, logical and back off. Right. I mean, what is it with Sun Tzu? An evil man will burn over or burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. But, you know, from my perspective, they're looking like they're making preparations around censorship and booting people off air. You know, Soros bought or is buying 200 plus radio stations. They're booting you off the air. There's the preparations for like special elections, and, you know, and mass casualty events with different senators and House reps. Melania has been booted from her messaging email provider. Hillary and the left are all ramping up, you know, kind of conversations around censorship. And I'll tell you, there's some other inside baseball I can share beyond that. I know some even vaccine, you know, freedom advocates.
Listen, I totally agree with you. They're gearing up for martial law and saying they are. And even DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force against Americans. I mean, yeah, they're definitely, we're gearing up for this, but I'm also seeing signs that they're getting cold feet. Do you disagree with that?
You know, I hope so. I pray, but they've never seemed to be logical and continue to do these types of things. So that's kind of my question here is, you know, what do you think is next? It appears like they're preparing and they're willing to continue to go for broke.
Well, it looked like they were going to do it no matter what, and I'm seeing a lot of signs, not just in the news, but behind the scenes and geopolitical events, that the establishment knows this isn't going to work and is trying to disengage. I'm not seeing total signs of that, but I'm seeing major signs of it. And so maybe they want to be able to fully disengage if they want, so they've activated the preparation for the breaks. I mean, I think they haven't quite decided, and I think that's why the Great Awakening's freaking them out, and that's why we've got to supercharge it.
Interesting. Okay, so then I guess I'd ask, you know, what do you think is next? Because, you know, as much as I'm optimistic, I think Trump's going to win. I think we are winning the narrative, and the right is just kind of in control now. I don't think they're, you know, going to stop.
So I think their plan B is handing Trump a mess and then just pulling out all the stops to collapse the economy once he gets in.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, that wouldn't lead to martial law and an internet kill switch. Like, you know,
and they're going to try to cause racial fights, all of it. It's a great point. Call me back again. We'll talk about this more in the coming days. Drew Hernandez is set to take over. I got a few final stories I want to hit, then I'll hand the baton to him. I want to try to finish up with David and Sam. You know what? We'll go to David and Sam, and then the news will have to wait. I'll just hand the baton to Drew Hernandez. He always does a great job. Stay with us. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are now into hour number 4. Great talk show host, good friend of mine, Drew Hernandez, set to take over. I promise to jam in a few final calls. I saw this story earlier today, but now there's been new developments, so I'm going to cover it briefly here now, then take two final calls and go to Drew Hernandez. The Internet Archive has all the InfoWar stories going back since I started InfoWars in 1997. And before that, I didn't have a website. I was just on local access TV and local talk radio. It was already syndicated, but I didn't have a website. But I could always think, hey, at least people can find the old articles there when we're doing research. Because I couldn't find anybody out there with the CDC, FDA documents from October 2000 admitting the shots were going to cause myocarditis, blood clots, infertility, heart attacks, strokes, all of it. I found it on InfoWars, but it took me a while. And look at this. Hackers have now claimed responsibility for catastrophic Internet Archive attack. They're reporting it might destroy the archive. Why would hackers go in and destroy that? CIA. They don't want that history there. Google's been expunging and erasing everything themselves. Internet history hacked, Wayback Machine down, 31 million passwords stolen. The Internet Archive is under attack. Will a breach revealing info, 31 million accounts? So, this is serious. That's why I'm telling everybody, we need our own Internet Archives. Everybody needs to save InfoWars on your hard drive. Everybody, it's always been free to air. People need to post copies of InfoWars. And if the bad guys do buy it, and they say they want to shut it down to the public and then try to take me off the internet, like it's a music catalog of the Beatles they own. No, this is free to the world, and I'm going to sue them and block it as well. But it takes money to do that fight. So please support our sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com, incredible supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. Please, they're great products, great T-shirts, great supplements, the incredible Irish sea moss with all the trace elements and the greatest iodine, up to 55% off. thealexjonesstore.com. Please make a donation for a legal defense fund, realalexjones.com. I want to thank those that have and encourage those that haven't to take action. This is a war. And let's take your final calls and go to Drew Hernandez. Let's go to Sam in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones. I'd want to address this article that you recently ran about the 34 million Christians that are not planning on voting. I want to say something here you're probably not going to like, but I do have a purpose for this, and I not only intend to tell you why I'm going to say this, but also what can be done to change my mind, so this is an actionable call. I'm not planning on voting Republican or Democrat in 2024. And just for the record, I haven't voted for Republican or Democrat at the national level in a general election since 2004. So we're working on 20 years at this point. Now, I did vote for Ron Paul in the primary in 2012. So but that was primary, not general election. And here's why. Yeah, I consider the Constitution to be the minimum standard. These people take an oath of office swearing to uphold it. They put their hand on the Bible. In that Bible's the Ten Commandments, and in the Ten Commandments, it's written that God will not hold him blameless that takes his name in vain. And they both put their hand on that Bible, they swear to an oath to uphold that Constitution. So that is important to me. That's the minimum standard, is following that as it's written. And here's what needs to be done to change my mind. You know, I do think the hand of God's on Trump at this point, but I need to see him apologize for the debt that he accrued while he was in office, and I don't just mean 2020. But also his violations of the Constitution and promised not to do that again. I have to hear that. You know, he, like, for example, in the debt, they had this government shutdown at one point. This bill was dropped on his desk. He swore he was never going to sign another bill like that again, but in that process, he still signed that bill. He also did the things like the bump stock ban with an executive order. He got in arguments over whether or not to make appointments to federal agencies that had never even been approved by Congress, let alone were they constitutional.
Let me stop you.
Sir,
I've got to have Drew Hernandez get on, so I'm not cutting you short because I disagree with what you're saying. It's for a longer segment. It would take me an hour to really even do this justice. Trump has said that he didn't understand government at the bureaucratic level when he got in, and this time is going to put in a lot better people, and that would be a big move towards draining the swamp. In the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. leak phone call, he was saying, yeah, it looks like the shots are bad. I agree. He's come out for that. I've said that. He's already said he doesn't want mandates and, you know, wants to go after folks who have done bad things in that area. He certainly did get sucked into the bump stock thing, and our own good local gun shop owner, Michael Cargill here in town, got that overturned. Trump is not perfect. I don't see this as a lesser of two evils. The Democratic Party is purely satanic. They've already had a coup. They've installed Kamala. That's up to you. Don't vote for Trump. I mean, sure, if you think it's time for us to be fully judged and Kamala needs to come in here and the country gets sunk forever, maybe that's what's supposed to happen. And God's in charge. So you do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And I have the article, 30-plus million Christians set to not vote for Trump. Because they feel like, you know, that somehow they're dabbling in evil if they do that, then just follow your conscience and what God tells you to do. I'm not here to convince you of who to vote for. Hell, vote for Kamala if you think that'll accelerate things. I mean, but I can't sit here and unpack. That's a really good question, by the way. I'm not irritated with you. I'm irritated that I don't want to cut into Drew Hernandez's time anymore, and he's a pastor himself, and I'm sure has some issues with Trump. Maybe he can answer this question from that perspective. But you know, just on the border, just on World War III, just on Roe v. Wade, and J.D. Vance suggesting funding Planned Parenthood may be on the table of Trump's second term. You know what Trump's saying, you know, with the human trafficking. I mean, it's a totally different person than the Democrats, and the whole system's after him. And at my gut level and spiritual level, you know, my connection to God, you know, says Trump's an imperfect vessel. I mean, the God in the Old and New Testament would rise up kings that weren't even, you know, godly to do certain things he wanted. And I think you can see it even temporally, not just spiritually, that God's giving us a chance here. And I've certainly been persecuted by the evil forces for supporting Trump. And I've had the evil forces come to me and promise me all these goodies before they sued me. One of the richest men in the world, it was an off-record meeting, so I haven't said the name, but people can figure it out. if I would roll over to them. So I haven't had any of the powers of the earth come to me and give me support for supporting Trump. All I've had is the grassroots doing it. So I think that answers your question. I appreciate your call, Sam. David, I'm sorry. I can't cut any more into Drew. I tried to get the calls. That last caller was too big of a subject. Call me back. Get David's number if he wants to call back tomorrow when I take calls. We'll call him back. Please support us. I'm certainly not perfect either. I'm not claiming to be your pastor. I'm not claiming to be Mr. Goody Two Shoes. In fact, at the point of I tell you about the bad things I've done. But I know I love God and I love justice, and I'm trying to, you know, do the best job I can and work with the tools I've got. So it really, you know, comes down to that. And if I'm in a fight and my enemy's got a weapon and he's got a sword and all I can get's a rock, doesn't mean the rock's perfect, but I'm going to try to use it to defend myself. So I think it comes down to that. You know, they're trying to kill me with a sword. There's an old tire on the ground. Pick the tire up, use it as a shield. Could I have a better shield? Yeah. So we work with what God gives us. And that's my view. Drew, Hernandez taking over now, my friend. Will you give the last caller your take on that important question? Thank you.
Yes, sir. You got it. Thank you, Alex. Good to be with every single one of you guys and the InfoWarriors. And I'll just give my perspective on this subject. And this is something that I've talked about heavily on my show, Drew Hernandez Live. And especially when I started to hear President Trump kind of flip-flop and get away from the outspoken, bold pro-life stance this past maybe 6 months, 8 months. When I started to see that, you know, I didn't like it. I know millions of Christians all over X didn't like it because Trump propped himself up to be the pro-life champion. And I can tell you with a shadow of a doubt, there's two things here. Number one, and this is take it for what it's worth. Like, who am I to give President Trump or his campaign advice? I'm just a guy on the internet with a microphone. But I do know Christians and I do know the evangelical vote. So I will just tell you, this is how it is. And I'm telling you, the RFK people, the liberals within MAGA are going to get mad and they're going to cuss Christians out. You're seeing it all over X. They're going to call them stupid. They're going to call them morons. They're going to say F them, F you, you deserve Kamala. Well, let me just slow you down real quick and let me explain to you. This is what you're going to have to decide. This is what the GOP, this is what MAGA, this is what the Republican Party, I think, is going to have to really wrestle with and decide. Maybe not this election cycle. We'll see if this hurts Trump or not. The evangelical vote deciding to sit out. I'm going to explain to you why that's happening. But the GOP, the Republican Party, is going to have to decide, is the evangelical base our base anymore? Because this whole going against biblical values is not going to work any longer. It's not going to work any longer. You're not going to get you're not going to get actual born again Christians. You're not going to get actual born again pastors to turn on their values for the sake of political wins and campaign wins. And like I said to all the liberal MAGA people, you're not going to like what I'm saying, but I'm trying to explain to you so you can understand how to talk to these people. And you're going to have to decide whether you want to court these people or not. You're going to have to decide whether you want that base, which is tens of millions of voters. You're going to have to decide whether you want them or not. That's your choice. That's going to be the GOP's choice. That's going to be the Republican Party's choice. That's going to be MAGA's choice for the future of what this movement looks like. That's a lot of people. Okay. We're not talking about like 10,000 voters somewhere in, you know, the Bible Belt. We're talking about tens of millions of voters, because I'll give you some understanding. Here's why. Now, don't be a liberal and a leftist and get all triggered and not listen to what I'm saying, because you're no different than the DNC and the NPCs that vote for Kamala Harris. Listen, I'm trying to explain to you why this is happening. And listen, I'm just trying to provide some understanding so people can understand why this has started to develop. But number one, I will tell you, when it comes to the evangelical vote and Christians, when it comes to the issue of abortion, that is a single issue for these voters. That is a non-negotiable for the evangelical Christian voters and the Catholic as well. And so this is why I'm saying you're going to have to decide who you want to cater to. Because if you're going to cater to the center left, right? Because if you view the majority of independent voters as center left leaning, well, you're making a big mistake, because I can assure you, and I know a lot of Christians and evangelicals, millions out there that are listening to me, I know you know this as well, that there are millions of Christians out there that are not Republicans, that are not Democrats, that do not want to affiliate with a Republican Party at all, that are registered independents. And I think the GOP is really going to have to think about who are they going to want to cater to in the future. Are you going to want to cater to the center-left baby killer crowd, which is the women female vote? The majority of women voting in this country are all voting left because they want to kill their babies and they don't want to give up their dreams. It's always their dreams and their goals and their careers that nobody cares about, and they fail anyways when they go and do it because they're nothing but a bunch of DEI retards. Just a bunch of whores that can't close their legs and fornicators, honestly. Or are you going to cater to the evangelicals? Because I can assure you there are tens of millions of independent evangelical Christian voters that are not going to budge on this issue. Like I said, you can get mad at me. You can throw stones at me. That's fine. You're still going to have to deal with this. This is a decision that the future of the Republican Party, of the GOP, is going to have to make. That's why Charlie Kirk is out there all pissed off, because Christians are not budging on this issue. Okay, well, you are going to have to decide whether you want these voters or not. You can sit there all day long and say, F them, F you, you're retards, whatever. Say what you want. This is not going to change. You're talking about fundamentally changing, a biblical value and principle that has been in the church and in the hearts of Christians from its inception. God is life. And so if you think that you have the ability to change that, you're just satanic. That's like the pride of Satan, honestly. So I'm trying to provide understanding for people so they can understand, well, maybe there's a way that we can make a better decision here to go after that vote, or you're going to have to decide whether you just join forces with the left and become baby killers. That's what this is going to go. God is going to make you choose. You're going to choose. You will choose. He always provides a choice. He's not going to force you, but he'll give you a choice. And I think that's what's happening, to answer this question a little more thoroughly. And I also will say this, it's already an uphill battle, man. It's already an uphill battle with Christians and evangelicals, because you have a bunch of retard pastors out there that are cucks, that are total beta male cucks, that tell their congregations, don't get engaged with politics, don't get engaged in voting, don't get engaged with political debate, don't get involved in political activism. That's not godly. That's not Christian. That's divisive. You're an agent of Satan, because Satan divides the brethren. Politics divides the brethren. Are you an agent of Satan dividing the brethren in the United States? That is a huge problem in America. And you guys know me. I'm very vocal against that stupid garbage. So it's already an uphill battle when it comes to this voter base. And again, you're going to have to decide whether you're the Republican Party or the GOP. Right-wingers are going to have to decide whether we want to have Christians as a part of our team or not. You're going to have to figure out how to deal with this issue. And I'm just providing understanding to people out there if they're trying to understand Christians and why they're thinking this way. Because I'll tell you, Alex even said it. Well, if you think in your mind that we deserve to be judged and we should get Kamala and it's America's time to get annihilated because people want to bend the knee when it comes to killing babies, well, a lot of Christians are feeling that way. They're viewing this subject this way. And this is why, and now let me give you my personal take. This is why when I started to see Trump do this, this is why I started to sound the alarm very fast. I got hit hard on my channel. I got hit hard on my ex account, which is fine. But this is why I was saying from the get-go, President Trump, you need to just stick on what you have done. You overturned Roe v. Wade, and it's now in the hands of the states of the Republic, the Union. That's constitutional. That's where it stays. And because I saw him getting baited over and over and over again, because you got to understand, the Uniparty is trying to make this issue of abortion a top tier issue in this campaign. It's not. They failed. They failed. Because by doing so, you have to psyop millions of Americans that are going bankrupt. You have to psyop millions of Americans that are literally losing their savings. You have to psyop millions of Americans to not pay attention to the open border. And women and little girls and boys getting sodomized and raped. and murdered by illegal aliens on a daily basis at this point, not to mention the 325K undocumented children that have gone missing, all under Kamala Harris's watch. Oh, and by the way, she comes out and what does she say on her media blitz? She's asked by The View, would you change anything these past 4 years? No, I can't think of one thing. Oh, no. No, the children missing that have gone into human sex trafficking and slavery under my watch, I wouldn't change that. I wouldn't change a single thing. Of course not. That's why she was put there. And so all that to say is if you're taking a look at the landscape, they would have to psyop millions of people to believe that the issue of abortion trumps either one or both of those issues. And they have failed. They have failed with their voters. Of course, they're all emotional. They're baby killers. They're always going to do what they're told to do. A bunch of NPC retards. But when it comes to the general public and the rest of the electorate, obviously MAGA is not going to fall for this. Some actually are bending the knee, and that's part of this problem right now. And I think that's what Christians are paying attention to, and they're not liking it. The big question, just to answer, because this question was thrown to me, because you might say, well, Drew, you're making abortion a big issue. I'm just answering the question because, you know, Alex asked me to answer it. I would say this, that Democrats have failed to make abortion an issue. Trump needs to stay on. He's already overturned Roe v. Wade. It's a state's issue now. It's in their hands. It makes no sense to get federally involved all over again. It would overdo what you've already done. It would overturn what you've already done, taking that power out of the hands of the federal government, putting it to the states. But at the end of the day, it's murder. It's wrong. It's evil. And that's where Christians are. And this is the big question. The big question, and I don't have the answer to this question, is will it hurt Trump or not? I don't know. I all I can say is I warned. And I got hit hard for doing this on my platforms. I warned the Trump campaign, don't budge on this because you are going to lose the evangelical vote. And if you remember in 2016, it was the evangelical vote that came through. For who? For Trump. And so, you know, I think the campaign has made their decision. I think the future of the Republican GOP platform officially into the future is going to have to make a decision whether they actually want to identify with the evangelical Christian vote or not. And the way that this is going to come out is this issue. It is this issue of infanticide. And so I don't have an answer to the question as to whether or not this is going to hurt Trump or not in this upcoming election. And I will always advise Christians to vote your biblical values. I will always advise Christians to vote your convictions. I will always advise Christians to – your conscience might deceive you because your feelings might get wrapped up in that. Your biblical convictions is where you want to land. And so I think millions of Christians are wrestling with this right now. They're really wrestling with, okay – is Trump really for killing babies? Melania Trump comes out and admits she's pro-choice just 27 days before this election. It's like, is this being done on purpose to Trump? Right? I mean, and then lastly, before we cut to the break, there's the spiritual perspective. Here's the spiritual perspective that all Christians will understand, is that you cannot expect a humanistic movement or organization that is not born in the Holy Spirit to function in biblical values. I'm not justifying it. I'm not giving it a pass as a Christian. What I'm saying is this, I'm trying to give people understanding, okay? It's called wisdom, all right? Knowledge. You can't expect something born not of the Holy Spirit to actually finish or continue in biblical convictions or values. And welcome to politics, man. You know what I mean? Like, welcome to politics. This is how it is. And I think this is why traditionally a lot of pastors that actually do get their congregations involved have an issue. I think this is why it's hard for them to get them mobilized to vote, because a lot of Christians wrestle with these convictions. Well, why am I voting for a candidate that isn't 100% aligned with my biblical values. Well, you're never going to find that. It doesn't exist. That's only Jesus Christ himself, the Prince of Peace. The government will be on his shoulders. He will rule in perfect justice because that's who he is. And so this is why I tell people, vote your biblical values, vote your convictions, and vote as close as you can to those biblical values and see where we land. But I hope that answers the question. That was a lot, but I hope that provides some kind of understanding from a Christian perspective as to why this is happening. But the big question is, will it damage Trump? I don't know. We'll talk a lot more about this when we come back from the break. Don't go anywhere.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
righty, we are back. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned-hated transmission on planet Earth, arguably the galaxy, The Alex Jones Show. Want to encourage you guys to make sure to spread all the links. Follow at InfoWars on X, at Real Alex Jones on X. You can follow me as well, at Drew H Live. If you share the broadcast right now, tag me in it. I'll reshare it to amplify your voices. You can follow me on Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I host my show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm kind of going live whenever right now. It is the final home stretch. And with that said, go to thealexjonesstore.com to support InfoWars and their fight into the future. You guys see the war that is beyond real right now. And that article that Alex shared with us right before he passed the baton to me was interesting, that the internet archives are now all of a sudden being hacked. I mean, this is 1984. This is erasing, rewriting history as we know it. And this is why everything, in my opinion, has been centralized digitally in this now internet age, accompanied with all of the mass censorship and the fact checkers and everybody that can't speak their minds or say what they actually want to say, particularly on Facebook and on Instagram. But X is freed up to an extent right now, which is great, which has been a total game changer. And obviously Rumble is great, and obviously independent systems like Band.video and InfoWars is what they hate and what they want to neutralize, shut down, and destroy. Not only do they want to neutralize and shut down and annihilate independent URLs, own hosted web servers, they want to completely dive into history and remove archives and take away what's been said so that people can't even independently research history into the past. Now, this is nothing new, right? I mean, how much of World War II history is actually accurate? World War I, etc. You just keep going back and back and back and further into history. You really got to question how much of this is accurate, how much of it is not. I mean, especially now, can you imagine, like, just try to fast forward maybe, I don't know, 500 years from now. What the hell is going to be said about the Trump years and the Trump era? I mean, would it actually be documented in history correctly? Or what is being said from the very get-go? That Trump is a Nazi, Trump is Hitler, his supporters are the SS resurrected, we're a bunch of MAGA right-wing extremist terrorists, we're a violent threat to democracy, not just Trump, but everybody else, he's a fascist dictator, etc. The list goes on, right? Would that be what is written in the history books and transmitted forever 500 years from now? I would argue probably. And so it makes me question everything else, right? It makes me question everything else that, you know, we were taught in elementary school and middle school and high school. I mean, just look at 9/11 for a modern example, right? The official NIST historic report is total garbage compared to independent investigations that have actually been documented and researched and tested by architects, and the list goes on, right? That have actual credibility and credentials, but have been called what? Conspiracy theorists. It's so, so convenient. And everything else. The Hunter Biden laptop, WMDs in Iraq. I mean, the list goes on. Even it's a conspiracy theory that they're going to replace Joe Biden. And that happened. I mean, how many pennies have been put into the Alex Jones was right jar at this point? So it kind of brings me to what's happening right now currently. And let me just start by saying this. Everyone that is being annihilated by what is happening in Florida, in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, etc., is real. The annihilation is real. People are dying. People are dead. People are getting stranded. The destruction and the annihilation and the damage and the billions of dollars is real. But the big question is, well, how is this really happening? Just these perfectly timed, geographically coordinated, in my opinion, these hurricanes that end up all the way up in North Carolina, damaging a region that never would have thought something like that could happen, coming from all the way south, deep, deep south. And then now this giant hurricane that was en route to Florida Hurricane Milton. That spawned literal tornadoes in Florida, where the roof was at Tropicana Center, where the Tampa Bay, the Rays play, was literally ripped off the roof. The roof ripped off the top of the stadium, excuse me. And so a lot of people, and if you're hearing this for the very first time, because I know Alex has been saying millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of new viewers have been pouring into InfoWars because of X and his return to X. So when you're hearing this talk of weather weapons and weather manipulation, it might sound crazy to you, but is it? I mean, really think about this. Listen, I know the truth of this. I know where I stand that, yes, it's real. This has been documented. The military has admitted this. The feds have admitted this, that they have literal weather manipulation seed clouding technology that is used for military purposes. But we all know that that's the cover story, just like the atom bomb was, right? There's a cover story for all of their military projects. And they claim that the cover story is there for the purpose of national security so that our opponents don't understand or discover the technology we have, or they can see where we're going so they don't understand our arsenal, so they could pre-determine where we will go or what we will do or pre-prepare. Now, I think that's a load of crap. I think there's truth to that, but I also think that right now, if you take a look at the current trend, what is the current trend with the federal government? What is the current trend with these fascists that are colluding with big tech? And obviously CNN, MSNBC, the mainstream fake news is literally an extension of the CIA and the FBI. What has been the current trend with these people? All technology has been what? Has been either centralized or weaponized. And so you look at the advent of social media and the advent of the smartphone and the advent of the application store. What has that been turned into? Centralized information, not decentralized, centralized information. And then it is weaponized against us with mass censorship, where that becomes the digital public town square. And millions and the majority of people are having conversations about serious issues, especially during elections. And they get annihilated. They get censored. They get suppressed. But thankfully, because of X, it's been freed up a little bit, right? So you take a look at this common trend and you see that everything that is being released to the general public, right? Everything that's being released, intel that is being released to the general public of where we are technologically, where we are when it comes to our advances and what is being developed as of right now. This is why a lot of people are very nervous when it comes to Neuralink. Because you could have the right intentions. Elon Musk could have the right intentions creating something like Neuralink in order to help people that are severely brain damaged. And we've seen that. But when will that be weaponized against us? It may not be Elon Musk himself weaponizing it against us. Elon Musk could die any day now. I'm not calling for this. But look, they've tried to kill Trump multiple times. Elon Musk himself has come out and said that, yeah, they have had to, security has been breached multiple times where they are catching people, trying to come after him in his life, even his own mother. I think it was in New York or something like that. Elon Musk could die any day now. And that Neuralink asset could end up in the hands of some satanic globalist pedophile homosexual that wants to weaponize it against all of humanity. And that could be the product that hatches the mark of the beast. Who knows, right? And so it's not that technology itself is evil. It's that what technology is used for that could be either good or that could be evil. Now, this is basic, right? We all know this. So I'm setting this up for people and normies out there that are maybe finding themselves hearing InfoWars for the very first time on X or who knows, somewhere on the internet or maybe on Rumble. Look at the current trend and look at the current, just analyze this yourself, right? All of this technology just happens to get weaponized against the American people. Everything that's being developed is being weaponized against the American people. And not just in the United States of America, but across the entire globe. Every technological advance is being turned on its own people, turned on civilization to control and oppress and suppress civilization itself. I mean, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, demonic beings and legions that are the real puppet masters manipulating human beings, right? They'll use technology as well. So is it really that conspiratorial to think? Is it really that conspiratorial to believe, even with the evidence there? I mean, Alex Jones has the famous interview with Mr. Livingston years ago, admitting that during Vietnam, he was clearly a part of a joint program with the U.S. military, cloud seeding program, weather manipulation program in Vietnam to manipulate the weather to cause rains and mass floodings. That's just one example. That is just one example. And the federal government and the feds and the U.S. military is on record admitting that they have this kind of technology. So again, I point to the current trends. Look at everything that has been called a conspiracy theory. Hunter Biden laptop conspiracy ends up being real. The origins of the bioweapon. Everyone said it came from Wuhan. Conspiracy theory. Joe Biden ends up saying, well, actually, it turns out it was from Wuhan. there's pedophile rings and human sex trafficking, child sex trafficking rings in the United States of America. Alex Jones has been sounding the alarm that there's an Epstein pedophile island. What comes out? Kind of a soft revealing of Epstein being a pedophile by Hollywood, right? Was just kind of like a cover up. And then now the Diddy revelations of his sex trafficking freak-offs as well. And then also look at literally the open border. Oh, and by the way, remember in 2016, this was the number one reason I voted for Trump in 2016, by the way, was because of the imminent open border that Hillary was about to just unleash on America. She was having secret, this was all in the WikiLeaks. She was having these backdoor meetings with Wall Street donors promising that we need more immigration because in their globalist mindset, well, we need more people in the country because we're going to create more diversity and we're going to create a more diverse workforce. And we know that open borders means a total disaster and a genocide on the American public. And remember at that time, oh, Hillary's going to open the border. That's crazy. That's a conspiracy. That's never going to happen. Fast forward to 2021, immediately. They steal the election. They install two retarded puppets. And the border's been open ever since. And still to this day, they're still trying to gaslight you and tell you that, no, actually, no, it's not. It's not. Well, actually, it is. They have Kamala Harris speaking out of like both sides out of her mouth. She says three things at once. She'll say, well, did you hear the new one in the new media blitz? She came out with a new narrative. So first they were saying, well, there was no border crisis. Remember, we've been hearing that for the past 4 years, or there is no open border. Well, we do have a problem. Fast forward to 2024. Here's this bill that's going to stop the bleeding. Oh, but it's going to legalize human trafficking. It's actually going to legalize bringing in 2 million illegals a year. It's actually a terrible bill. It's not actually going to fix the problem. It's actually going to expedite the human trafficking. But Trump didn't want that bill. That was the second one, right? First we heard there is no open border. Then we heard, well, in 2024, here's this bill that's going to fix it. But Trump needed something political to run on. So he told all of Congress and Republicans not to support it. And the new one, the new drop from Kamala Harris was in this recent media blitz. Did you guys hear this? Now she's saying that there was a bill that they actually proposed in 2021 that would have closed the border. I swear to you, she said this, I think it was either in the 60 Minutes one or the View one. Go watch it. You'll find it. That's the new one. That's the new one is, well, we did propose a bill in 2021 to shut down the border, but nobody wanted to do it. We've just been ignored. A literal rewriting of history. But anyways, I say that all to say is all of that was called what? A conspiracy theory. And we've been dealing with this for the past 4 years, and it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It is very real. The Great Reset, the total collapse of our economy, the total collapse of our civilization in order to rebuild it Are we not experiencing that right now? Remember they used to say the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory. It's literally a document. It's literally a WEF agenda. They literally call it that. And then people started to research it themselves like, oh, wait, so this is real? Yeah, another one. Another one. I mean, dude, I literally could go on and on. And these are just recent modern times. These are just recent modern times of what's been going on these past few years. And every single aspect of what they call conspiracy, what they call lies and misinformation and disinformation keeps getting proved to be true time after time after time after time. Why? Because it's real. Because a lot of this stuff has been called conspiracy. A lot of this has been called misinformation, disinformation to control your mind and keep you in a simulated matrix. Never waking up, never thinking for yourself, never realizing that everything you thought you knew was true and everything you thought you knew to be good and your definition of good when it comes to the government having your back was a lie. A total outright lie. And so everyone that has been vindicated, including Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and everybody else that has been actually reporting these things for the past few years, are not only being proven vindicated and right, but it's having an effect. And this is the problem that I think the New World Order has right now. The problem is that, I mean, same thing with the lockdowns. Remember everyone said, Alex is crazy. What do you mean they're going to lock down? What do you mean they're going to launch a bioweapon? What do you mean they're going to shut down the world? And then they shut down the world and they forced lockdowns on the entire country, the entire globe. And still people were in denial. Still people were in denial when immediately I remember Alex preaching from the rooftops. They are going to mandate vaccines. The vaccine mandates are coming next. The lockdowns first, the mandates next, the mask mandates. And I still remember to this day, conservatives and Republicans and talk show hosts. That's crazy. That's what is this guy saying? What do you mean? That's just a conspiracy that they're not actually going to do that. And then they do it. So yes, what's the takeaway that I hope people that are finally waking up to is that it's worse than you think it is. And these global deep state antichrist powers, they're not only very real, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. These people are willing to kill you, murder you. It's a death cult. It's not an exaggeration when I say this. It's not hyperbole when I say this. I'm not saying this because I know it's something really, 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 really catchy to say on InfoWars. No, this is the reality. That's why it's said on InfoWars. That entity out there has only one goal in mind, and that is to steal everything that you have, everything that you are, and to kill and destroy everything that you have and everything that you are. From the very fiber of your being to your soul to your entire reality, your family, your business, your country, your home, your city, your state, your town, your neighborhood, your purity, your children, the list goes on. Are people not awake yet? You know, it was interesting because I 100% believe that weather manipulation weapons are being used. I mean, dude, you are in the most critical election of your lifetime and Americans' existence, okay? Kamala's a disaster. We knew she would be a disaster. And what happened was the mainstream media started calling her out, literally on MSNBC. They are calling her out and they were saying she's doing horribly with males, particularly black males. She's doing horribly with business owners. They don't trust her. She is not doing well with Hispanics and Latinos. And she's not doing with college young white Gen Z males as well. The white dudes for Harris thing is not working. Sorry, Matt, Mark Hamill. You're a homosexual and a lot of white guys in this country aren't buying it. They don't want some retarded black girl as president. Let's just be honest here. That's what it is, dude. A fake black girl at that. And so the DNC and the mainstream media have had this conflict and I've been watching it. all over MSNBC. She needs to do more interviews. They keep hiding her. The voters don't know who she is. How is she supposed to gain in the polls? How is she supposed to present herself if she won't even do interviews? So finally, the media blitz started this week, and it has been a train wreck. She went on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and the audience literally called it propaganda. I'm not making this up. She goes on 60 Minutes and bombs it. She gets pressed. And she literally starts stuttering like Timmy from South Park. I'm not exaggerating, dude. She literally started stuttering like Timmy from South Park. She goes on The View and she's you could tell the softball questions are meant. Dude, it's not even like lobbing a softball so you can knock it out of the park. It's T-ball, dude. They're T-ball questions. They're not even softball questions. They're literally T-ball questions, dude. Put on a tee, you can literally knock this thing out of the park. And you're playing with a bunch of infants, okay? Literally no competition with these questions. And she just bombs it, dude. She bombs it. They ask her, because you could tell the question on The View was perfectly set up for her to separate herself from the past 4 years, right? Essentially, not just to separate herself from Joe Biden, but separate herself from herself. And they ask her, is there anything you would do differently these past 4 years with Joe Biden and this administration? I can't think of anything. I could only imagine being Barack Obama at that moment. You know what I mean? Can you imagine being Barack Obama at that moment when she says something like that? You are literally already vice president. Everyone's blaming you for this horrible economy performance. Everybody's blaming you for the open border. Everybody's blaming you for the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Everybody's blaming you for all of these catastrophes under your watch. Even normies and people that aren't politically interested because they're all going bankrupt. And you come out and say, I wouldn't change anything. Translation, if I become president, not a single thing's going to change. She keeps saying a new path forward. We're going to chart a new path forward. They had Tim Walz's crackhead wife out there that is a total degenerate psychopath. She looks like a serial killer. We're going to turn the page. Say it with me, kids. We're going to turn the page. Just literally solidifying. Yeah, we need to turn the page on Kamala Harris herself. And then, dude, the worst one was when she went on Stephen Colbert the other night and she, dude, and it was a desperate attempt to appeal to male young white voters, particularly college voters. You could tell Stephen Colbert pulls out a Miller Lite and literally says it. People, you know, people could relate to you cracking open a beer. Come on, Kamala, let's have a Miller Lite together. Oh, the last time I've had beer was with Dougie. Ugh. It's like, oh my God, dude, what? The pandering was probably worse. And she pulled out with Stephen Colbert. I don't know what it was. You guys tell me, but it went viral on my ex. You can go find it at Drew H Live. She literally pulls out some kind of either Jamaican accent. To me, it sounded Irish. Like, and nothing wrong with Irish accents or anything. I'm just saying, like, she keeps coming out with these accents. It's very bizarre. She came out with some kind of Jamaican. To me, it sounded Irish, or maybe it was somewhat both. I don't even think she knows what the hell it was. But the levels of pandering are absolutely insane. And then she has a FEMA Zoom call debriefing or briefing call, and she's caught covering her mouth. What appears to be talking into a mouthpiece, speaking to her aides, live broadcast, acting like she cares. And then she starts stuttering, can't even pronounce Tampa Bay right when people are dying and getting annihilated by an incoming hurricane. I'm not surprised by this. This is who Kamala Harris is. A full-blown DEI hire, mental retard. And the nation is seeing it. And Trump is dominating Polymarket polls, but we'll see what the outcome is. We'll see what the outcome is. So stay based, America. Head on a swivel. This is real. War Room is up next. I'll see you guys on the next one. Follow me on X @DrewHLive.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.